Riders, Rangers, and Rambles. Shugwin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Ryder is Awesome Ryder. And Jedimon is
Jedimon.
Hello and welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rambles episode 39.
From my point of view, the Ghost Sages are evil.
Well, then you are lost.
Oh, that was enthusiastic.
I know, right?
Well, then you are lost.
Walks away angrily.
Well, then you are lost. Just uses the force to push him into the lava.
Then you are lost. Fuck you, too. Okay. So, we got a nice little episode going on here. We have a whole flood of news.
Yeah, I know.
But we have three things to summarize, so...
Yeah.
Just a little stream of news.
Summarize? Like... Get it? Summarize, okay. I'm reviewing Summarizer. That's Kevin. I'm reviewing Kevin. He's the Summarizer.
What? I'm the Summarizer? Awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
Rangers go Samurai?
Go Summaries. That's the new title for the segment. No, don't do it. Or I'll punch you. So we get onto the WhatsApps
for now. Oh, thank God.
Haha, you fucks don't know what you just missed.
No. Have a cold and I still got it.
So, I have no idea where we're going before. Before Darkon was helpful.
About something that you don't know about. Muhahaha and stuff like that.
Right.
Right.
So, let's just move on to the one-ups here.
Alright, I'll go first really quick so I can rest my voice for everything else.
Okay.
I know I'm lost. Okay, so I've been sick for the past few days. Nothing like major, just kind of a cold. So I'm not like as congested as I was yesterday. Just I have like a tickly throat. So expect my sentences to be short sometimes. But so other than being sick, nothing really has happened. I got my Candy Toy Metal Set 2 in the mail. And I got my Figma Dragonite finally. So I can go ride with Kit. And
still ride on Kit.
I finally paid for the Oki stuff. So he's going to be shipping me Eternal and my Gaia memory set and the Panda book. And yeah, exactly. And let's see. I don't remember if I hoarded my Twitter account out last time, but I have a Twitter account and it's Captain Dawson because there's some other fuck on there who thinks he's the Dawson Rider and took the name. So I had to go on there as Captain Dawson. So if you want to follow me and see all my anti-summary pro-chuck shenanigans, anti-samurai, did I say summary?
Yes, you're against me now.
I'm sorry. Well, then you are lost. All right. Excuse me. Someone go now.
You turned her against me. Oh, wait, that was wheelchair. Sorry, Dawson.
It's okay. Hugs, Jen. I'm
all racist.
Oh.
Okay.
Takes back hug.
takes Dawson's KKK hood and burns it.
Yay, no, I don't have a reputation anymore.
You still have the white robe.
It's my Jedi robe. Someone put it in peroxide. Anyway.
Yeah. God, I don't... What's up? I don't know. I got my model kits last time, so that's not new.
Hot, sexy models.
of what Dawson calls Emperor.
Yeah, fuck you.
He made it, fuck you. So, I got the Tasha Spinner finally. Okay. So, I ordered this thing on the 26th. I paid for it on the 27th. HLJ didn't ship out until February 1st. It took like 4 days in transit. And then it finally attempted to get here on Saturday the 5th. And then I missed it because I was at a tournament. And Mom was sleeping. And there was no one else home.
This is the part where we
Brian's a douche.
So I finally got it on Monday. But on Monday I got Figurettes Eternal from CS Toys too. So
Eternal.
Awesome. He's got a key.
Powerpuff Girls music insert here.
Whatever. So I'm kind of pissed at HLJ, because when you pay for EMS, yeah. Well, basically, when you pay for... I'm hearing an echo that's bothering me.
Ultimate echo. Echo.
when you pay for EMS, you expect fast, not like week.
More?
I just never had to wait that long for EMS, and it was bothersome to me. I'm just complaining now, but...
Well. That's why you got punched out. You had the wrong attitude right out of the gate.
Anything else? Oh, there's those magazines.
Oh, yeah, those coloring books you bought?
Oh, Jesus.
Japanese magazines are so cool. They come with so much fucking shit to keep you occupied.
And then he likes to color the coloring books and then beat off on them when he's done.
Yep.
Oh, God. Is that why the ones he sent me were all sticky?
Yes.
Ew. Yeah. So
that wasn't white paint.
Televicon and Televi magazine. There was like a DVD and a bunch of Daiso cards. And I got some picture books and I was all...
And it says Aka no Senshi, and Brian doesn't know what that means.
Brian just made a squeaking noise.
I don't know what it says before Aka.
Oh.
It says something Aka no Senshi. I know what Aka no Senshi means, asshole.
Squeaky chair? Yes, now we both have them. I'm not the only one anymore.
It says engine number one, Buchigiri Speedor. Aka, 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 Aka. Maka no Bodini.
Okay, go listen to all six of those versions now.
It takes like a whole hour of your life away. Don't do it.
I wasn't talking to the viewers. I was talking to you.
I did it today at work. Listen to that.
You. He did it at work. Do you like to do it yourself?
Only when Brian's not around to do it for me.
The Dutch rudder?
I'm sorry. Excuse me?
If you get the reference from Zach and Mary Make a Porno, you get a cookie along with the other guy.
I did not see this movie, but I am afraid to know what this means.
Well, just go watch it.
Let me know when it's my turn.
It's your turn. I don't really think there's anything.
I'll go blow my nose.
Okay.
Among other things.
I knew you were going to say that. Uh-huh. I totally just talked into a tissue.
Urban Dictionary. Okay. What was I saying? Oh, so what did I get? I got my Taja.
You're looking it up on Urban Dictionary?
I did.
Giggle. Sorry.
Oh gosh!
Right now.
Oh, then there's a double Dutch runner. That's.
Oh god.
Anyway. oh god.
This podcast is so dirty. Talk about nothing the children shows.
Look at the sentence that goes along with double Dutch runner. Hold on.
Oh god. Sally walked on a Hank and Norm doing a double dutch and shot her. Oh, that's fantastic.
I know, right? Anyway, so
best
I got
example ever.
I got my Taja spinner and it's so epic. I still have to record a review because I have
wait till Matt sees that.
He's gonna be so confused between all this working I've been doing because I have a grown up job now, but I still make it to the Carus. I'm like some people, and who's not listening, so they're not even going to hear us getting angry with them. And Max Oja attempted to get here today, but no one was here, so it went back to live at the post office for a while. But Eternal did come today, but I didn't make a vlog. That's going to go in my little short vlog I'm making next week once other things get here. And then Brian and I got raped by Mandarake. They took all of our money from the past month and a half that we purchased stuff and all took it all at once. It was evil.
Where is Brian?
I don't know. He's dead.
Okay.
Okay.
He's over there and by the stuffed animals.
We all pre-ordered Legend Hero Tyranoranger off of Beep.
I forgot about that.
And
Brian and I got more Figmas. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah,
so these
the
two jackals pre-ordered Spear Onyx and
Wrath.
I'm forgetting Wrath. I almost said Odin. I'm like Odin, mate, that's not his name. But yeah, so that's cool. So now two of us here have all six Legend Heroes pre-ordered, and we're cool. Oki
yeah.
sent my pack up because I paid him.
I haven't paid him yet because I can't.
Someone has no money and their PayPal's broken.
Matt?
Well, it's not broken. It just won't let me pay through bank transfer.
Why?
I don't know.
Hadogay.
I suggested that Brian sell organs and or bodily fluids he's not using as a way to make money. Feel free to leave your suggestions on how Brian can make money on our Facebook page, though.
Please do.
Yes. Leave it on Brian's Facebook page.
No.
He's got his address there and everything.
No, it's hidden.
I know. And what else happened? I got put down for... Oh, he put me down for Shinken Green and Blue and Clay Doll and everything ever, because that's the kind of cool guy that he is. So all my epic stuff's going to be here in a few days. Oh, God, I'm so scared. Daibouken's still on its way somewhere in transit. It doesn't know where it's at right now. And those Kanto memories are still on their... Memories, medals are still on their way. I don't know where they are either.
Speaking of Daibouken, I wonder how long Brian is in Bokenger. Still 13?
No, it was 18 or 19.
Oh, damn.
But yeah, so... Slowly. So that's the thing. That's pretty much all that's going on with me. I got my Suicune and my Ash's Pikachu. I watched that awful, awful movie, Zoroark.
That was pretty bad.
I mean, like...
Which I may have to sit through again to get Brian a card.
Zoroark was... I mean, he's cool himself.
God.
But GameStop girl went after him, make her sit through it. So he's going to break up with her. He's going to make her watch the movie, and she's going to be like, fuck this, I'm leaving. Never speak to him again. I mean, because telling her...
Did you
her,
say
you
that's
know,
how you do it?
Yes.
You want to break up with someone just to make them watch Zoroark?
I don't know.
I mean, telling her, holy cock, the fuck is this? That doesn't get rid of her. Watching the Zoroark movie is what it takes.
That was hilarious. I thought someone stole my friend's phone.
In any case.
You just murdered my friend. Die, replacement friend. That's what I should have said.
So yeah, that's epic. I don't think there's anything else going on though. I got those two Pokemans. That's about it. I've just been working and trying to make money so I can pay off Oki and AmiAmi, because there's epic order getting paid for this end of the week, and I'm scared. Hopefully HLJ allows me to get that metal, that Keats. I don't even know what I'm buying anymore. Ranger key set 1.
Designated gimmick number 7.
Yeah, because now it's on order stops, and I'm scared that like people who just bought it yesterday are going to get one and I won't, because HLJ is stupid like that. So I don't know what's happening anymore. All I know is that...
Sally walked in hanging Norm.
Now, all I know is that Shuki's mom walked in on him and Kanji doing a double Dutch runner. And... She proceeded to film it and sell it on YouTube for money.
Shukun Shinobi sex tape leaked. It's a good vlog title.
You need to get another Kenji photo book, and that's what you can put on there when you get it.
I'm so mad that one from Mandrake was gone.
Oh my god, that'd be hilarious. Make that a vlog title and then have the picture be you like in night vision. That'd be awesome.
So anyway, I think that's it for me and my what's ups.
So
I love myself.
Just gonna hop right into the newsies here.
Hop.
All right, so okay, Friday, February 4th. Oh yeah, it wasn't. That was Gokai Silvers. Sorry, I'm rambling to myself.
Oh, God.
We have official images thanks to the next toy catalog. We don't have full scans of the toy catalog yet, but I think by all these pictures combined, we kind of can almost make a full toy catalog. But we've got official images of the Puto Terra O's combo. So, Terra, Tricera, and Tyranno combined to make awesome. He looks like a mix of, like, O's, Barney, and Starscream.
Win.
Definite win. His chest thing was very protruding.
Wow, getting articulate here.
Well, it just looks out more than the other metal things. Like, it actually has, like, the metal side thingy on it. Like the Taja Spinner does. Okay, so we got O-Metal set 2. Set 2? Wow, I am fucking dumb.
Look, we're in the past.
Don't call Kenji dumb.
Set four.
Have you seen that new yellow combo?
Oh, God. Damn it, Matt.
Set four, featuring the Terra Core, the Tricera Core, and the Tyranno Core, all being all purple and awesome. Shit. And then it's Buto Tyrannosaru, and it comes with a Gombride card.
Guess what it says? Sad face.
That's why I was so disappointed.
Puto Tyrannosaurus.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
So, hold on,
I'm sorry. I got relaxed and I bought into a cheese ball.
That's fine.
I'm a cheese ball.
Okay. So, on the left here, we've got a picture of the Metagaburyu. I have no idea how that's properly romanized or what the hell it's actually getting at, but that's what it's called. Right now, I'm just going to call it Badass Axe Thing. Bad Axe works as well.
Lolololololololol cheese ball.
It's like a city or something. So anyway, it's like an axe with the Tyranno head on it, and it's like got the biggest jaw ever. And you slide Cell Metals into the very top of the blade, and then pull his head down, and like he eats them, and it falls into the canister that's vaguely like the Birth Buster. And then it makes like Tatoba ta 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 munching noises or something.
Like this? I couldn't resist.
Thanks. And so it has a bazooka mode, according to this. So that's awesome.
What?
Bazooka mode.
Wake up!
Well, you just all of a sudden, that's awesome. I thought maybe you saw something else. Like, I don't
know.
That's
I'm just awesome. Happy there's a fucking bazooka mode.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
So it turns into a bazooka, which is cool. He's all. But anyway, he looks absolutely fantastic. The axe comes with Tyranno Cell and Lion Cell, finally. After four fucking ever, we finally get the Lion Cell. So I'm happy for that. And then we have some more toy scans that aren't related. Alright, yeah, they're kind of related. Never mind, he's right there. Fuck, never mind. So the first one...
He's there. Fuck.
He's there. Fuck you. So, Kandroid Series 08, the Tricera Kandroid. He's green in this picture. I don't know whether he'll actually be green because all these have stayed fairly faithful to their memory colors.
So metal, not memory.
Fuck.
No, thank you.
Let's ride in the double driver, lulz.
Scanning your charge. Oh, that's right.
So he's probably going to end up being a purple color by the time he's released. Hopefully. But it looks like he does is, like, he brings his head down and he, like, punts metals forward or something. He's like Bada, kind of. But he just looks it's awesome the bot's because a gimmick. He actually looks like a Triceratops. He's badass.
Yeah, the fantastic part of all these things is that, like, these last few have been epic. Like, Gorilla has the same gimmick as Taco. Yeah. And Tricera has the same gimmick as Bata. And I think Terra probably has the same gimmick as Taka. Like, we're doing great.
It's going to be a remold, lol.
But at least they're not remolds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if they share gimmicks, I mean, there's only so much you can do with a robot that turns from a can.
Yeah, no, I'm aware. I'm just saying that's...
You can have a gimmick where you can actually drink from it. It's scandalous.
So right below that, we have OCC Series 08 Puto Terra Combo. You can get a better look at it. Apparently, like, his head gimmick is, like, he makes wings. I don't know how that would make him fly at all, considering it's coming from his head.
He just tries to fly, and he's too top-heavy, so he just kind of floats.
It flaps his ears like Airy.
That's what that power is. I knew it. Let's hear her song. La 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 la.
I don't know about the legs. I can't really tell. It's something about the side guards forming like a tail or something, it looks like. I don't know.
Cough.
And the chest piece has got like flip-out shoulder like cannons or something. I don't know.
God, it's like Ultimate Humongousaur. He just shoots cannons out of his
But he's
knuckle.
Awesome, basically. The only thing that's really weird is that the black changes to white.
What about Pokemon?
Now the rumors that we're going to talk about... The rumors that we're going to talk about say that, like, it's his final combo now, so I don't know what's going on, but...
People are fucking cuts. I mean, I didn't mean to say cuts.
Okay.
I don't even know what that means.
Right next to him, we got the RHS-8 Puto-Terra combo.
Looking less, like an RHS.
Yeah, he's a lot sleeker, obviously, than the OCC.
Obviously.
But whatever. And then right next to the Kandroid Menagerie over here, we have Ometal Set EX featuring... Oh, I forgot to say that Tricera Kandroid comes with a Tricera cell, but it's kind of obvious by now.
Oh, it comes with
See, I was wondering which cell it came with, but I'm glad you told me.
I thought that the cells went into the Shinkano.
Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah, not buying those. Easy skip.
So anyway, in this Ometal set, we've got the Ebi, Sasori, and Connie cores, but it comes packed with a deluxe memory, which shares the same mold as the deluxe Dopant memory. Right now it says Koa, Bat, Spider, and like a phrase from the movie that says like "I am Kamen Rider Core" or something. So as of right now, it actually doesn't say memory. So, I'm hoping there's more than four sounds in it, for one thing, but we'll see how that goes. Just having it will be awesome. So, and for those of you that were reading the rumors that it comes packed in the DVD, it isn't. It's a separate release completely. It'll probably be out in May, though, about the same time as the DVD, judging by this picture here, but it does not come packed in the DVD at all.
Also, my thing with the Triceratops Android, thighs are too thick. His thighs are too thick.
Yeah,
so I'm
what a fat ass. Gotta skip that fuck.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that on the show, his thighs are much thinner than that, and well, maybe his nails, the nails on the feet.
His toenails
probably,
were painted.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to skip that.
And he didn't come with a little Triceratops briefcase. Kid.
Triceratops briefcase? I don't want to make a joke, and I'm just laughing too much at that idea. I'm picturing him with a briefcase now, like going to work and like kissing his wife goodbye and goodbye, honey. I'm off to the office.
Have a good day, dear.
Reminds me of dinosaurs.
I know, right? Now it sounds like Sherman Hemsley.
That show was awesome.
It was.
And then
in my office.
To finish this up, we've got. Apparent confirmation about I don't know. Most of it is confirmed anyway. For Ometal Candy Toy Ometal Volume 3, which is supposedly
your mother's confirmed
March,
what?
Which can fuck you. Which okay, slightly confuses me because Set 2 came out in February. Set 3 is due out in March. When the hell did Set 1 come out? Like October
of 2009. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a long time between Set 1 and 2.
Anyway, this is due out at the end of March.
That makes a funny noise.
Okay. So the set contains Sach Core.
It's set, Chach.
Thank you.
Chach!
Oh. Unagi Core again.
Hooray, lols.
Taco Core. Kuwagata Core for Sali Fofsifavitsva.
For idiots who can't get Metal Set 1, like
me. Yeah, there you go. You can have a very plastic Kuwagata. Condor Cell, Terra Cell, then New Deno Rider Metal.
Yes! Ruga
Rider Metal. It was supposedly
okay.
Megaform. It doesn't say.
God, why can't they just make it regular Kuga? Jeez!
Fuck you.
Stupid Blade King?
V3 Rider Metal. And then
yes!
The SP for the set is 11 Rider Kick.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
It just says Bew Bew.
Actually, it says Gambaraito, but...
I know, it was a
joke. It says pew, 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 pew.
And then it says Gambaraito.
So apparently this box is 10 with a set of 10, so I don't know why they shrunk the box by 2, Or if that's even true, but I don't know. I kind of hope it's 12 just because I want more cell metals. But.
I just want to know why you're doing the Dutch Rudder right now. We're trying to record this.
Sometimes I just want to do things without being asked why.
I'm sorry. I heard the noises.
I'm hearing the voices.
I'm hearing your mother's pants.
What?
I don't know.
So anyway, Puto Tira looks absolutely fantastic.
You're damn right it does.
New favorite OS form? Possibly.
Fuck yeah.
Everyone that comes out is my new favorite. So
can you picture the figure out of this? Picture the figure out of this right now in your mind.
I'll be right back. I need to change my pants and my diaper.
Ryan's keyboard's now sticky.
God. Oh, God. That was what those noises were?
Yep.
Starts rocking back and forth in fear.
They're like Shotaro.
More. So, like, just like the Birthbuster, I'm definitely getting the axe. There's no way around that.
Oh, absolutely.
So the poor metal gel is going to continue to get pwned, and I'm going to get everything besides it.
Plus, I need Lion Cell and Tyranno Cell.
Yeah. We need to complete our sets.
We need to have more cell medals.
Ward's over here like, I feel unloved. Everyone's on second row but me. There's no cell medal for me.
Poor Ryan.
We're still going to need Chach.
It's a Chach. Chach, Chach. It's a Chach, Chach.
Chach.
I like that because it's one letter away from Chach. Two letters.
So that's
otherwise really it would say Chach.
About
sorry.
It for me.
The Kandroid excites me though. Like
oh, God,
I remember
yes.
when we were like, I like was because we were all heard about rumor that's going to be a Tricera Kandroid, and then I'm like, well, that sounds cool. I guess I wonder how they're going to do it. And then I see him, and I'm like, he's adorable. I want it now.
I want to pet him at my desk.
Like. Yeah, so I'm excited for that. And then I saw Deluxe Black Core Metals, and I just went all boner face.
I totally
so
called
did I.
It again.
I know. Yeah, Brian, damn it. I told you that on Twitter. You need to stop this. This is the fifth idea they've stolen from us.
I know. Like, we need to see
O's
about,
from
like,
us.
We need to figure You're out right. a lawsuit or something, because seriously.
This is getting
but,
ridiculous.
Either they're fucking listening,
yeah.
or we just learned Bandai so well by now, we just know things.
Or both.
Oh, oh. Definitely
what?
Both. I don't know.
Oh, I get it.
He called you a hoe.
Belter gay, fuck you.
So, any more thoughts on the Puto?
No, it just looks awesome. And if
Puto,
uses,
yeah, Puto Terra is so epic.
If
like,
he uses the sword in that form, I will punch someone in the face.
He has an axe.
He'll punch a baby.
I know, but what if he does? What if he's like, oh, I'm going to dual wield derp? No, you take the axe and you smash the sword. That's stupid sword.
I'd be okay with dual wield, though. Dual wielding is always awesome.
I hate
you
sword.
Just killed Dawson a little.
Well, no. Okay, wait, let me
fight.
If it is, if he's using sword by itself in that combo, then we have a problem. If he's dual wielding, I'm okay with it.
I still have a problem because the sword is useless.
Your mother's useless.
How many powers does he have that he needs a sword? God.
They need to sell a toy.
They have plenty of toys.
No.
Not enough for them.
God. Never gonna win.
People tell me I have enough toys. Look at me. Do I stop buying them? No.
You're right.
Just buy more.
Buy more.
Because when you buy more, you save more. When you save more, you can buy more. You buy more, you can save more. But it all starts when you buy more.
Mommy, I want to work at the buy more. Because the Old Spice guy works there.
And he loves Pokemon. Oh.
I love Pokemon.
Did you get the reference cookie? We don't have any cookies, by the way, so go buy your own. Just say it was from us, and then it'll be all cool.
So anyway, up next we have some Gokaiger news, because everyone's enjoying the show so far, because...
oh, wait, oh God, started. Stop doing that with Kenji while we're trying to talk about Gokaiger.
God, fucking Komos over there.
Komos?
Because... Homos. We got our sixth ranger because everyone's already enjoying the show so far. Oh, wait.
I thought this was Oza Silver combo.
Damn it.
So what we have here is our sixth Ranger, Gokai Silver, right? Because we didn't already have our minds blown away with Puto Tira. Now they're like, guess what? We got more for you. Gokai Silver, brah! My mind went, ah!
Psh! I just find it funny that we got everywhere. News about the sixth Ranger
so
before
early.
The show even started.
Yeah.
We got that. No, that happened before too, though.
Did it?
That happened with Gosei Knight and Shinken Gold.
I don't remember seeing Gosei Knight. I remember seeing Shinken Gold really early, but...
I know definitely Shinken Gold. I think we had something about Gosei Knight. I don't think it was anything definite. It probably changed, but...
It was probably just rumors.
But we... Yeah. But we... I never definitely remember Shinken Gold. And I definitely remember Go Anja rumors early. And the only difference was that it was a team of three instead of a team of two. But we typically get six Ranger rumors really, really early for some reason. I don't know why. But in any case, so he's epic. You know, I mean, standard Gokaiger suit, just silver. And just as expected, his abilities lie in the sixth Rangers from our different shows. So he has the powers of 16 sixth Rangers. That includes himself. So the 15 others are Dragon Ranger from Jew Ranger, a.k.a. Tommy, Kiba Ranger from Dire Ranger, a.k.a. Tommy, King Ranger from O Ranger, not Tommy.
It's Jason.
He's Jason.
No, it's Trey from Triforia who makes condoms
it's
now.
It's Trey, and Trey.
Which one of you is Trey? Me? No, the other one. Damn it.
Mega Silver from Mega Ranger, who I'm pretty sure he might be gay. Time Fire from Time Ranger, who we all know is epic. Gal Silver from Gal Ranger with his epic pool break and goatee. Shurikenger from Hurricanger and his dad, the guinea pig. And Abare Killer from Abare Ranger, who apparently is a Mexican.
Mexican artist. See, now because I said that, I'm going to get accused of the racist comment. See how this works?
Well, it's because you're always making fun of VZ and other Mexicans.
Oh my god. Blame that.
We love VZ, though.
He made us an awesome promo video.
VZ's so cool. Dekka Break from Dekka Ranger, who in actuality is not a ball of light. Magi Shine from Magi Ranger, who is also for some reason Doggy Kruger. I don't understand why.
Gosei Knight.
Gosei Knight, fuck yeah!
Yes!
John Tooth from Gosei Silver. Knight.
From Bokanger, who's a total douche.
He's a bully for Ethan. That's his name.
Go on Gold and Go on Silver. So what we have here is...
a failure.
On one side, we have Crazy Boom Twins, or we have Kick Hopper and Sexy Legs. And then we have Gosei Knight from Ghost Ager, who potentially might be Doggy Kruger. We don't
John
know.
Tui
We'd like
Gosei
it to be.
Knight.
Yes!
And then, of course, obviously the Gokai Silver being Power 16. He cannot... use the powers of Bull Black or Signalman or anything like that.
Or the Titanium Ranger.
They should make that for the show.
I know.
They should. What about the Elephant Bat and Shark Rangers?
Sure.
Nope. Sorry.
Oh, they were cool.
Okay, so what we have, if you'll skip that first cool picture, I'll explain that in a second. Go to the second cool picture.
It's like a
watcher
video.
You'll see his Henshin device, which is the Gokai Cellular. And look at it. Just look at it for a second. It's fucking awesome.
It is. Okay. It's got faces everywhere. Oh, my God.
I love faces.
Each of the buttons has a little face on it, right? So you got the top rows, got Gosei Knight, Gokai Silver, Kiba Ranger. The 1, 2, and 3, we have Bokan Silver, Dragon Ranger, Mega Silver. 4, 5, 6, we have King Ranger, the Go On Wings, and Shinken Gold. I think I skipped Shinken Gold when I gave the list.
Yeah.
I was reading off Ukiya Seed's list and it wasn't in the list. Or wait, it is. I just skipped it. Shinken Gold, who also is still Shinken Gold or possibly Jim Carrey. We're not sure. But in any case, 7, 8, 9, we got Shurikenger, Abare Killer, Magi Shine, and in the bottom row, Gao Silver, Time Fire, Dekka Break. It's so epic.
I'm so glad you described that for all the blind listeners who couldn't see the picture.
Right. Maybe people couldn't tell who some of the faces were. Like, I couldn't tell at first who some of the faces were. So it helps them out. Faggot.
Well.
So apparently what happens is you lift the thing up, you put in the Ranger key, and then I think that little red piece like slides down and it scans it or something. I don't know. Like the top slides, it scans it, and it changes him into Gokai Silver. Epic Gokai Silver. So cool.
Like, it's right? Just so cool looking.
I know. I cannot wait to own this piece
Rangers
of merchandise.
Some of my favorite Rangers, just because their designs are always so good.
Yeah, he looks so badass.
Then, if you'll go to the third picture, we can see his primary weapon, the Gokai Spear. And yes, that is a Dragon Ranger key it comes with. So, of course, we got to buy it.
And it's a cool spear that transforms into, like, three different fucking things.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking of... Okay, you can finish first.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
This thing has three modes, right?
It's Trident mode. Okay, just absorb that for a minute, okay? It's like Anchorman. We got a Trident. Where do we get a Trident? I don't know. But Gokai Silver's got one. That's probably where Brick got his. Right? Then it can turn into, like, a gun mode, so it can blast you. Then it goes into crossbow mode. Because it wasn't cool enough that it was a gun and a trident. Now it's a crossbow. Really? Fucking awesome.
Really?
Like, ah.
Oh, man.
That's so epic. In fact, gun mode reminds me of the Power Axe / Mothbreaker from G-Ranger.
Yeah. But
that and...
Wait, hold it.
What are we holding?
What?
I don't think that's a crossbow. It's an anchor.
Okay.
Anka modo. Gun mode.
Speaking of anchor, man.
Spear mode, which is a fucking trident.
Okay, so it's not a bow gun. It's an anchor. Either way, it's still fucking cool. This thing is such an epic weapon. We have to own
with an anchor.
Badass, you just carry it around and beat the shit out of him.
Like, and then look at the picture with him holding the trident. He's all up there like, I am Neptune, god of the sea.
Oh god, like, I hate that kid. God, what a faggot. Never want to talk to him.
And if you look in the bottom right of that picture, you can see Sentai Hero Series 06 Gokai Silver. And then in relation to that first picture, we have what is shown there, which is Gokai Silver's Gold Mode Sentai Hero Series 07. Now,
yay.
Going back up to this top picture, it's of a change figure that goes back and forth between Gokai Silver and Gokai Silver's Gold Mode. So it comes with this anchor key, which has all the faces on it. You plug it into the bottom of the Gokai Cellular. He lets off some steam, it looks like. I don't know why. And then, that's what it looks like. And then he becomes Gold Mode, where it looks like the key is like his armor. It looks like that key, and his helmet changes a little. And that's pretty much it. But he has this cool armor with all the faces on it, and you can see all the faces from the phone. And the key like on him, and I'm like, I need to buy this figure to get this key, but I'm okay with it because it's so epic. And you know what? All you faggots who don't like it, because you're all like, the faces are stupid. Yeah, you can go suck a dick.
Pog.
ladies and gentlemen, so welcome epic. To Riders, Rangers, and Rambles. Are you two getting told to go suck a dick?
That's such a good tagline.
We can do that.
Squeaky chair.
Like, it's just, it's so pretty. Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand. Wow, my mind's blown. Just like Shuki does to Kenji every night.
Yep.
But,
I'm just enthusiastic, yeah.
But in any case, so yeah, so the phone comes with the Gokai Silver key, obviously. So I'm not sure where the other keys for these sticks are. Maybe in sets or something. I don't know, but I really want to go to Nike because he looks so cute as a little key.
I want to go to Nike and just carry around and be my buddy.
I know. But and I want that Dragon Ranger key and a Kiba Ranger one because it's Tommy. And
you want all keys. We know this.
I know. I seriously do. I want to get all the keys and just line them up and be like, yeah, bitches, what now?
And then play
what?
Dominoes with them.
And I could do that. But yeah. So I think that's... Let's see, that's all. Let's see. Go. Insert an anchor key in the bottom of this. So it summons a large anchor from the heavens and equips him with the armor. That's cool. But yeah, I happen to like this, like, completely. I'm on board. Obviously, I want the Sentai Heroes. I want this phone. I gotta buy this figure. And I gotta buy the spear. So, looks like I'm buying all the merchandise for this guy. No word yet on any mecha.
I'm not getting into Gokai. Well, I'm happy I did because Gokai Silver is made of epic wind.
He's so awesome that he's awesome.
I know, right? So we'll go on to this next picture, which is we have a couple more pictures. One is just it's that spear picture, just bigger, a little bigger or something, so you can see it better. And then the next picture, it shows it's like a promo thing for Gokai Silver. And what we see here is all the six that he has the power of, right? So it's all epic. And you see Gokai Silver with his trident, and then the key descending from the heavens, or something. It's the key or the armor. It might be both. Because if you look at it, it almost looks like the back, the key splits.
It does.
It splits. The anchor portion folds down to be leg guards, and then it just attaches over him as armor, which is just cool looking to me. For all we know, that might be the toy's armor is the key for the phone. But probably not, though. I don't know. Either way. Any case, I'm just rambling now. But he's got the picture of them all. And at the bottom, you see him using the phone, and it shows like a little arrow. It's got Gokai. God damn it. He's Ghost.
Goken.
Yeah, Gokai Silver Key turns him into Gokai Silver. Then it shows Dragon Ranger Key, turning him into Dragon Ranger. And then he goes, then the anchor key turning him into Gokai Silver Gold mode. Like, epic! He's a gold and a silver all rolled into one. Which confuses and scares people for some reason. All I know is that this makes me so happy in pants.
Yay.
Because the six are some of my favorites. First of all, I mean, Dragon Ranger, obviously, Gao Silver, King Ranger, the Go On Wings. Mega Silver. Shinken Gold is epic.
Gosei Knight.
Time Fire. Gosei Knight. Abare Killer. Deka Break. Like, they're all, like, the most badass people ever.
I like all of these.
I know. And then they roll them into one character. Like, here, you get all their powers. The other five are going, what the hell?
You got screwed. Why does he get all the cool things?
Pink's going, can I have some of those? I'll trade you.
Nope.
Five of mine for one of yours. He's like, no, thank you. You keep that. Like, seriously. Oh, so epic. And we have... did we list the rumor? No, we didn't. There is a rumor that... that Barry Zord guy from the villains... there's a rumor that he was friends with our resident transvestite Gokai Blue when Blue was a member of the Zangyaku, and that this Barry Zord guy has a human form. And that he will end up becoming Gokai Silver, which that'd be kind of neat. And so I don't know if we mentioned this once before, but he will be voiced by Eagle. It's Eagle Caesar, right? Yeah. Yeah, because Ankh is played by Beat Caesar. So it's Eagle Caesar from Caesar X. So we have one of the stars of that show in Gokaiger and one of them in O's. And. So God only knows if the third ones are going to show up somewhere. So that's potentially what we have. So if you want to see what Gokai Silver potential looks like, go check out Caesar X and see Eagle Caesar. And that's going to be voicing this bad guy and potentially Gokai Silver. So any other thoughts on this before we go into O's rumors?
Do we think that he's going to turn into two people, Go On Gold and Go On Silver, or are we going to get a male Go On Silver?
I don't know, because looking at the picture here, it's... just female Go On Silver, but I mean that doesn't really mean anything. Mostly looks like stock art anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But a part of me hopes that as long as he's turning into all these things, like I hope he splits into two.
And one of them is male.
Yeah, like even if both of them, I don't care.
Well, I just want to see what it would look like.
I just want him to split into two.
Part of me would like the split into two thing. Part of me would like to see a male go on silver.
Silver go on.
Silver go on. Oh.
I know terms.
I know metrics.
And then Brian dies laughing.
Shingles. See?
Once again, Shuki will laugh at anything.
If Brian's ever chasing you with a knife, just turn around, say shingles, and fall over in laughter, and then just keep running.
But I honestly don't think I've been this excited for anything Sentai related in quite some time.
Me too.
I don't even think Gosei Knight got me this excited.
It's because it was Gosei Drew.
I mean, I love Gosei Knight and all, but I don't think he got me this excited. Probably because, like we said, this is all the sixth rolled into one and they're so badass. But I'm so excited. Ah! It makes me hard thinking about it. So, but in any case, so now moving along, we have more rumors for O's, courtesy of Deca End. So what we have here is that Date gets an incurable disease, which we heard that once before, and then he will die shortly after Gil appears as the dinosaur Greed. And that Goto will take his place as Birth. So all this, nothing new. We've heard this before. Then we have that the Shaouta combo will debut in the last episode of February, which is 24, which would go hand in hand with the fact that the metal set comes out that weekend. So that sounds about right. It says that Oz is going to use Tajador the week before to take the metals from Kazari. So that'll be in episode 23. And then it says here that Puto Tira is the final form of O's, that awesome purple, combo. Korokawani, the orange one, is a special form, kind of like Deno's Super Climax, the Cho Climax form. Still want to see it, though. And then it also says that Ankh worked with the previous O's as well, and that in the end, the previous O's was betrayed by Ankh. So, who knows? We'll have to see. Maybe this Ankh will evolve from being around AG. I don't know. And become a nice... I mean, not nice, but maybe we won't betray him. Never know. It could happen. And then it says here that Mizuru won't revive. And that Kazari, Gamel, and Gira will fight against each other. But there was, oddly enough, no mention of Yuva or what happens to him. So he may be dead. He may be in hiding somewhere. Like under a rock with Matt. I don't know. He may be trying to figure out what combines with Shinkano.
Well, he hasn't seen the red combo yet either, so.
Who, Yuva? Yeah, neither is Matt.
Yeah, that's why. Okay, fine.
So, yeah, so they're probably hiding in a bunker somewhere at an undisclosed location with Dick Cheney. And. Talking about that awesome green combo Matt just saw. And,
What is the Mole Pirates? Are they midgets that follow you? Oh, wait, that's Kevin's.
She's not a midget.
She's pretty damn close.
Did you Brian see that Tato Ba combo?
Did you see the new Kamen Rider after Double?
No, is this Kamen Rider before or after Double?
I think it's before.
It could be both, Toei. You can make it happen.
Just quiet.
Yeah, I was just trying to comprehend that.
That was called Pitch for Double Season 2.
I remember that when Brian's like, this stupid little fuck, I hate O's, I want him to die and just die, and I want Double Season 2. And now he's got 65 medals.
And that was just last month he had 65 medals. He got more since then.
No, that was a recent count.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, it doesn't include the capsule set, the panda, the skull, because I don't have those yet.
Guess what, Brian? I'm about to get Panda and Skull because my package is paid for it on its way.
Well, guess me what? Too. Fuck you. I'm tired of your sass.
More from the Sass Master.
Sass Master 9000.
Flash. Sass Master Flash. What?
Okay. What were we talking about? Those rumors. Yeah, those rumors.
I know part of me is kind of sad Date's going to die because I kind of like
so
him.
He's so cool. He's like Hibiki 2.0.
I didn't like him at first because I was so set on Goto becoming Birth, but like Date's so fun. He like pisses off
especially...
Maki and he's all... Wait,
I know. Like, why is the doll so creepy? Damn it, give it to me. I want to see why it's creepy.
Why is it so creepy?
The doll's like this. Wait a minute. It's like this. Why is it like that? And then he's just gone. Oh, he's trying to show
him. Tell me it's your birthday.
That's Kobayashi. The fuck's... Oh, okay, I got it wrong. Anyway, I just went on a ramble to myself as well. But, like, it's kind of cool because, like, Date's just going to be fun to watch while he trains Goto to use the Birth Buster because apparently he can't use it very well. Here, try it. Oh, fuck! He just fall back and he's like, that's why I'm chosen. He's the chosen one. You were the chosen one!
Oh god, I'm dead.
No, not yet. Stop. Is that your phone? Or is that an actual host driver? Oh fuck, I was just sneaking up behind you.
That was Brian, that wasn't me. Mine's the OS driver noise. And she's been on the bed already. So yeah, moving along, next is Brian, I believe.
Yeah, I guess it is. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so we've got a new trailer for Double Returns, both movies, and this time it's actually like a legit trailer with footage. And not just
footage
stuff. It's like Double's beating up people and then he's fighting those mass things, and it's like Double Returns, Axel and Eternal. And Axel's all shooting a gun protecting this hot chick, and then there's Mako, and all of a sudden Axel Booster's flying and Eternal's flying, and there's a bus and more Axel Booster and Itanaru and Ring Room and knives and then
shit.
Release dates.
Boken Silver was in there, and Hot Chick, and a gay guy.
I love Hot Chick.
And Macho Man.
Bring it on, Mako.
There's a lot of hot chicks in that trailer. There's like literal Hot Chick, and then there's Mako, and then there's the chick that Terry's protecting, but then there's Akiko, and it's just kind of all.
She's like.
And I just get sad.
The translator is broken.
Then I touch myself.
So anyway, Epic?
Yeah, it looks awesome, because it's Double. And Koichi's doing the stunts.
Exactly.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, God.
RPM vrooming action.
Which means big explosions.
Fuck yes, big explosions in my pants.
Oh, that's Brian.
You're right. No, it's all three of us.
You're right. After seeing Puto Terra and Gokai Silver, yeah.
Oh, it's just,
there's lots of explosions in my pants after that.
Oh, God.
What?
So.
I don't know.
The trailer was cool. Axel Booster looks kind of cool. I'm looking forward to seeing him, and, you know, it's going to be epic. I could do with less Akiko, though, but whatever.
More figures.
Akiko is my Quagsire. Who pones ass.
Like, on the plus side? It doesn't look like Eternal's getting a new form, so...
Yeah, that's good news.
Yeah. That's one less figure art, yay!
Yay! Now we just
your Quagsire pones Ash?
Yes, anyone can pwn Ash now.
He's
so
got all
time. Because every time we battle, he's like, lol, Hydro Pump, and I'm like, Water Absorb, lol. He always forgets about that. He's like, you fucker, because he's never heard of any of these abilities. And then I dance around him. Anyway.
That's what happens when you get Alzheimer's and you reset Pikachu level 1.
Can I move on to the next movie?
Yeah, because I can't wait to get to the summer so I can take a piss.
Okay. So, we've got more news about this Sentai anniversary movie, but it's called Gokaiger Ghost Sager Super Sentai 199 Hero Daikessen Movie Revealed! Exclamation point. That's not the full title. That was
it literally says exclamation point.
So it says the official title of Kaizoku Sentai Gokaiger's first film is what I just said. It will feature all 199 heroes from Himitsu Sentai Go Ranger to the upcoming Kaizoku Sentai Gokaiger. Blah, blah, blah. The movie will not actually include all 199. What a stupid ass number. Heroes at once. Is Gokai Silver 200? That's
maybe.
Fucking epic.
In some circles.
I'd have to sit there and count on my pants, but possibly.
Okay.
Count on your pants. Like, he just says, okay, all normal. Like, that was a normal response.
Let's see.
But rather, we'll star the five protagonists of Gokaiger have the ability to freely transform into any of the members of the previous Sentai teams, giving them access to a wide range of powers. In this way, the Gokaiger team will bring all of the past heroes back onto the big screen. I think that's kind of a cop-out considering 20. The title of the fucking movie, but...
Yeah. Oh, God, he's counting them all. See what you did, Brian. 48, 27...
Fuck, I lost count.
Durf!
14 times... 14 times 5 is
Durf.
70, 73.
Durf team?
73 and 12... 85.
They 90, got it way off. Oh.
96...
God damn it, I take such a piss when he gets my story.
94. Now I got 94. If I attempt to count Signal Man and Ninja Man, that's 106. If I count VRV Master, that's 197.
Did you count the Gokaigers?
Yeah. I guess if I count Ryo and Melee, that's 199.
Maybe.
That's the only way to get to 199. And that's counting X1 Mask, who was in one episode.
Mask.
And, you know, Deca Bright. I didn't count Deca Gold. I don't know if Deca Gold counts. She didn't even transform.
Okay, whatever. We'll figure this out.
Take your Valtrex again.
Okay, let me get to my story now.
We'll figure this out later.
Yeah.
Yay, Sentai. Okay, go.
Okay, yeah, there we go. Okay, so, like, literally right after Ghost Ager ended, we got the announcement. Kevin is some kind of elephant creature. And...
That's what she said when she saw it the first time, too.
Well, yeah, because she's small. Anything would look... Anyway. Okay, so we got... There's a Ghost Ager beast out of it! God damn it! That's officially the chapter title. No, I'm kidding.
The Chuck V Cinema.
Okay, there's a Ghost Ager V Cinema. So it's called Tenso Sentai Ghost Ager Returns Last Epic. The Ghost Angels are national icons. It's going to be released on DVD in June. Revolves around the Ghost Agers unable to use the Denuralizer to erase people's memories and become national idols. And people know that they're heroes. Obviously, it's the second series to get a thing since Shinkenger. So we all thought, well, I guess it could have been that Shinkenger got it because it's so popular, but maybe it's just a trend now.
Yeah.
There's just a little...
Are you wearing a sombrero?
Damn it, you joke stealer! I will punch you in places that will hurt.
And okay, like, I'll
stop,
wait,
you faggot! This is all I have in life. Okay. So, yeah, we have a picture.
Hi to teacher now?
I don't know if anyone could hear that, but it was angry. Danis is still happy.
That was just funny, like, groping Nozomu.
He is. He's like, oh, Nozomu titties.
I know somebody who does that to little boys.
And let's see who else can make fun of. Well, Fat Man Face looks like a grandmother wearing those damn Crocs. You're not a grandmother or a baby at the beach. Stop embarrassing yourself.
So, Dawson, do you have any jokes for us about...
I will punch people. They need to have Ghost Knight wearing something funny, like bath gear or something. I don't know.
What the fuck is Monet? Like, she's like a fisherman or something.
She's doing special training. It looks like she's carrying giant socks. Or towels. I don't know. But I thought they weren't staying at the house anymore.
Aerie still has big ears.
Well, this is obvious. It'd be funny if there was a picture of Aerie just wearing a giant band-aid around her head because someone cut him off or something. But, I don't know. I'd be excited to see Gosei Knight again because, spoiler, she wasn't in 50 that much.
It's amazing how a slight hairstyle change can make Alita not look like a complete wimp.
It's amazing how that sombrero looks sexy. Normal wimp. So I had a joke, but then it died. I was gonna say that what's his name decided to become a Pokemon doctor.
Why does Augury always have like the stupidest look on his face?
I don't know, because he's Augury. He does Augury shit. He's just like
he's a terrible actor.
What? He was awesome, except not. Well, those aren't. Oh my gosh, she is wearing like fisherman boots. I just saw that.
Yep.
And Aerie forgot to get dressed for the photo shoot, so she's still in her pajamas.
Just like Brian.
All right. Oh, no. Brian and I are always wearing the same thermal. We're wearing the same clothes, aren't you? Damn it, that one has buttons. Dub. Okay, summary time now that I pissed.
So Dawson, what's so great about Chuck?
Please refer to Kevin's reply.
Aw. So I guess we're on to the summaries. Sad though face, so.
Second to last Ghost Ager.
I know, it's hard to believe we've come this far.
Come.
All right, so we're on 49, and if you'll
remember,
recall,
quick, speedy, fast, and funny.
We had Dark Ghostly Knight in the last episode, and all the Falcon punched him into being normal Ghostly Knight again. That's pretty much what happened. Oh, and there was a third Wedge that showed up. The third Wedge Antilles. All right.
Now that we summarized the last summary.
All right, so. Well, it starts off all retarded because Alt is all, I'm Johnny Appleseed. I'm going to plant plants on the ground and apples. And Nozomu was all like, oh, what are you doing? I don't know. Nozomu just, I don't listen when he talks. He's just so pissing me off. And he's all scared face. And Alt is like, no, it's Kay. I'm smiley face. And then Ares all, quick, come inside. Something with my ears. They're huge. And just noticed. And you're like, you just noticed? We all saw this like a year ago. That's why we stopped watching the program partially. We couldn't handle it. And then it's all do 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 do.
No, Brian's version's funny. Should be on our side.
He specifically asked for a VZ17 version.
You just killed me. No, wait, I never murdered.
Yep. Yep. Secrets out, buddy. Secrets out. So we see Bladeran, and he's all like, he's being attacked by the ghost of villains past. And there's, what's his name? Mons Drake and Robogog and Ultimate Spider Monkey and the Blob. And he's like, lol, you guys are gay. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, let's attack. And they're all like, pachoo, 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 pachoo. Our lasers are having no effect because you're dead. That's why your lasers are having no effect, because you're dead. And then he waves them away and is like, wahaha, I am cool guy face now, wahaha. And what's his name? Fat Man Face is having like split personality disorder, just randomly changing between
Vicky and Nikki.
Between like himself and Master Head the entire episode. So you never know who's gonna speak next. It's pretty hilarious. So basically we're just like, we find out, oh look, he's gonna use his Dark Ghost power to destroy the world. Yeah, we know. We got that part. Thank you.
We read the spoilers weeks ago.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. It was pretty...
Thank you, Catherine Obvious.
And then Ghostly Knight shows up at the bad guy lair and is like, I will stop you, because it's my turn. Wah. And it's like, please stop talking.
Shinotano, Magiki Kado, Raigeki.
So Blazer like pones him and destroys the base, and Ghostly Knight washes up on shore because he can't be killed. He's Ghostly Knight. He's too epic to die.
Why do these people that go into the sea always wash up at shore and don't just sink to the bottom and die? Especially Ghostly Knight, he's a heavy fucker. Anyway.
This needs to go on Jenny Craig.
It didn't work for Kirstie Alley, she's still fat as hell.
That's true.
She fat, fuck you.
Right, so these five find him and he's like, we'll handle those wedges. It's your turn now. Okay. Right, so we're back at the Institute, and Fat Man Face is all, look, there's going to be a solar eclipse in an hour. Oh, great. Now we've got a ticking clock on our hands. It's not bad enough. We have the end of the world, you know, looming overhead. Now we've got a ticking clock. Great. Fantastic. We're on a deadline. I hate deadlines. Dang it. So Bladeran shows up. These five go to fight him because it's their turn now. Ghostly Knight as Ghostly Ground, Data's Hyper, and Master Head in Ghostly Ultimate, they're going to take care of the wedges. So they're going to do their job. Blazer starts to activate them. They just start, like, screwing the ground. I don't know. It looks kind of dirty. I'm pretty sure something dirty's happening.
Oh, yes. Care Bear's Big Wish is on at 12:30. Reminder.
Right. So, anyway, these guys, they transform. They're all like, change, Ghostly Jaw. And then they do like a 20-minute roll call, which I'm surprised Blader didn't just like walk away.
Which,
like,
was surprisingly still shorter than the samurai morphing.
Yeah, I know, right? And so they've got their weapons, and they're fighting hordes of BB bugs. And after they kill them, and I want to mention, they actually used Sky Dynamic for the first time this entire series. So those of you who bought that microphone, your card comes in handy now.
Whoa.
I know, right? So they make the Ghostly Buster, but Blazer is like, LOL, no, and stops them. And then Ghostly Red's like, I'll get him. He runs into attack. He gets, like, pwned. And so then they're like, okay, super Ghost Ager time. And then they go like, ah, we have epic gumball machines. Brah, we'll slash your face off.
With gumballs.
So then they do Miracle Ghost Age Dynamic, right? And it's like flying at him. And they're like, yeah, we're going to get him. Yeah. And he's just like, man, y'all people suck. Y'all attacks is weak, man. He just grabs it out the air with his hand and just like crushes it in his fist. And he's like, waha, you guys suck. I am Captain Awesome.
No.
He's married to Ellie.
You're not shirtless. Well, it's debatable because you're just a mutant, but whatever.
So then he pwns them, and now they're no longer super Ghost Agers. They're just regular old Ghost Agers. Ghost Age Red's like, I got this shit! And like runs in, and he grabs him by the throat and holds him up, and he's like, you are trying to stop a savior. From my point of view, you are evil! And then Arthur's all, no, you.
No. It'd be funny. This is even better line for Obi-Wan. From my point of view, the Jedi are evil. No, you.
No, you throws into lava. Okay. Like, that's basically what he said. He says this big old long phrase that amounts to him saying, no, you.
And or, so he, well, then you are lost.
Yeah, that too. Then he gets the untransformed. Then he de-untransforms the Landic twins. Then he goes, fuck off. Then he de-untransforms Dumbo and the Jolly Blue Giant over here. And they're all laying on the ground, all like, oh, we're hurting. We're bleeding. Wah. We got hit with attacks. And we see the giant three robot guys, and they're just not having any luck at all. The wedges keep just drilling themselves into the ground. So we're pretty much screwed. The eclipse is happening. We're running out of time. What are we going to do? So these four faggots are like, we have an idea. We're going to give Alata all our Ghost Age power. And Bladerhand's like, excuse me. I want to point this out to you guys. If you do that, you're all going to die. You realize that? These four will die? They're like, yeah, no. We got this. We got this. That's what we're going to do. We're going to give him all our power. And then he'll be on par.
Poe showed up and just killed Plagia. And then the show was over.
He used the red combo. They had an epic air battle. And but no, so like, we're going to give him our power. He'll be on a level equal to Bladerhand. And then he'll win. And then he'll go on and be all cool guy face. And we'll be all dead face. And Bladerhand makes fun of them, calls them stupid. Otto's like, no. That's K. I don't want your power. We'll do this together. So then he's like, haha, you guys are even stupider than I thought. Lols. And then Alta's like, man, fuck you. And so he starts running in. He keeps getting electroshocked. He's like, I can take this. This is nothing. And he makes some little gay speech to the other four saying, I don't know, they can fight or whatever. I just stopped listening. It was one of those gay, like, we could do it guy speeches like they give. You know, mandatory Sentai speech for the final episode fight. And let's see what else. So they come in and they do this like epic, like, we're going to get you. And then we just kind of focus on the five of them standing there about to epically face off against Bladerhand. And that's when it ends. And it's all Sora ni kagayaku rainbow. Yeah.
Kind of like, yeah.
So it was a pretty cool episode. More fights with Bladejira. He's awesome. Ghostly Knight was in it somewhat. Fat Man going all like, I'm a schizo. That was like funny and creepy. But yeah, it was okay. I can't wait to see the finale now. Get done with this. Get on some Gokaiger. Get some Ranger keys.
Get
a chest of keys like in that promo. Good lord.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
I know, right? So, you guys, thoughts, comments?
No ton! Okay. We have to say that every time we give our thoughts now. New rule. Okay, so, it was a good episode. It was pretty epic. There's some good fights and some Star Wars references and stuff. Spoilers, it was a little bit better than the finale for me. So, that's why I have a little bit higher of an opinion of it right now. But I thought it was pretty epic. It was pretty good, and Nozomu's still annoying face. And sadly, Gosei Knight's relegated to Mecha Duty. Duty.
And I thought it was kind of cool that Master Head can take over Ghost Rider Ultimate. Basically becomes Zordon the Megazord. So it was a good episode. Good build up, good drama.
Zordon.
Yeah, oh, awesome! I didn't think of that. Dirt face. And then it
God, Dawson, you suck at life.
No, you.
You're right.
What was I gonna say? And it was kind of, I guess, I don't know, good or neat to see them go full circle with like, oh, maybe we should just sacrifice ourselves. But like, then you'll be just like Blazilla, and everything will just be the same at all till it'll turn evil. That'd be pretty funny if that actually happened.
All right.
But it was cool seeing them do that. They're like, we're going to give you our power, do it. And it's like, dun, 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 like it's going to happen. And Alto's like, fuck no.
No.
Let me just scream some more and see what happens. So yeah, it was a good episode. Okay, next.
Yeah,
No, you stay watching
Watashi no Tanda.
There we go.
It was a good episode. I'm not going to say it was, like, the best episode before an episode... Wow.
What?
What did he
an
just
episode
say?
Before
I'm
the
not
going to
say
episode.
It was the best episode before an episode. All right.
Is 49 between 48 and 50 or after 50?
It's after 50.
That's
awesome. But it was a really good episode. From what I hear about the finale, I'm probably going to agree with Dawson. But, I mean, it was pretty epic. I was kind of hoping that they would give Alita their powers just so I could see him die.
Well, damn.
They should have just all given Gosei Knight their powers.
Yeah.
Would have been awesome.
Fuck the red. Have Gosei Knight do it. It'll be the ultimate, like, kill your master scenario.
And then the finale could just be Gosei Knight Heart. That would be the title. What the fuck was that? God, he fell asleep again. Kevin! What, I'm awake?
But yeah, it was enjoyable. We'll see how the finale goes. But I think the earlier Brujera episodes were still a little bit better to me. I don't know why.
Yeah, like, even as good as 49 was, and probably better than 50, all the episodes leading up to it were more epic.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was just because it was such a stereotypical, like, finale.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Side but characters, we have to stop this. The main characters, we have to go fight the bad guy. Grr.
But, even still, it was still better than the first, like, two arcs of the show.
Anything is better than the first two arcs of the show, except possibly Bokenger.
Bokenger is epic. Fuck you, you stupid cock-faced moron.
Wow.
I'm just trolling you now. It's fun.
Don't watch Power Rangers, watch Chuck. Lol, troll KO. Well,
and then he's all, I should have watched it. And we're like, yeah.
The Sarah scene alone was better than the whole episode. Spoilers.
I know, right? Oh, so
epic. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, stop making creepy noises.
Okay, so I'm going to move on to that.
Dead. Oh, right. I was sorry. I was thinking about Sarah Walker in that outfit.
You should always just be wearing that.
Always
weird. What was the line? I read it in the review, and then I remembered the line. Now I gotta go find it, because... Okay. You can continue, though.
Okay. So we're on 20, and the three things that happened last time is a new Corps Medal of Octopus appears! Because Arizona possesses an escaped convict!
Corps Medal of Octopus!
He's after Shingles and his other creepy guy. And three, the little creepy guy tricks A.G. Tachi and steals their medals. No, I didn't just read that off of TVN subs at all.
Poor Shingles.
Oh, Shingles.
So, Kazali now has 8 medals and the medal case, which should have, like, his 9th medal in there. Oh no! What are we going to do? But then he opens it, and Ankh's all like, "Ha ha! LOL! No, it's all cell medals. I knew you were gonna do this." And like, he's seriously just like laughing his ass off. Like, it's fucking hilarious. And Kazari's all pissed. He's like, "I could just take it from you." And Ankh's like, "LOL! No, I hit it. Ha ha!" He's like, "Yeah." And AG here. He's the one that hit it for me, so he knows where it is. And he's just like, wait, what? When did this happen?
He's like, what? No.
No, not me. Don't listen to me. Oh, God. So, Ankh offers to trade the Torah medal for his Kujaku medal. And then he throws Ankh, he throws AJ off the side of the building into the water. And, and Kazari goes and, like, runs over to find him. And he's holding the Kujaku medal in his hand. And just Ankh arm shoots off and snatches it. And he's like, ha, 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 ha. I got it from you, lols. So Kazali leaves, and Heenan-chan's all mad at Ankh. She's like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? And then it's all, you cut the medals, one, two, and three, life goes on, anything goes, coming up, oh,
what the fuck we have to do out here? Oh,
what?
Brian, he's going some kind of nightclub. I don't know.
I don't know the words.
I do. So Strong Girl gets all pissed off, takes the Kujaku medal and runs off with it. And then it's so epic. We see this is a new design
for the Taka medal.
Yeah, I know, right? Bert's just, like, hanging out on the side of the building. Swings himself back up, and is like, I'm ready to go, guys. And, like, no one's there. He's like, what the fuck? It's over? Oh, shit. And he's sad. And then Ankh ties up Strong Girl in a chain and just, like, hangs her. He's like, haha, you can't break this. Like, give me the medal back, biatch. And she's like, why'd you do that to AJ? He's like, dude, he'll be fine. He's fine. He'll survive. It's okay. So a little creepy dude sees AG like washed up on the side of the river and is like, I didn't see anything. And tries to walk away. And Dante goes to the restaurant and sees Goto. And then he sees pictures and he sees one with AG in it. And the restaurant chick's like, oh yeah, that's AG. He works here or whatever. He likes to travel too. And then he's like, I think I've seen him somewhere before. Like, before he was O's. I don't know. Where have I known him from? I don't know. We don't know. No one knows. Same with the writers. They might even know. I don't know. We still don't know. And so then we see that AG's at the little shack hovel place of Little Creepy Dude being bandaged up. And they're talking about how this guy likes to betray people or whatever. I don't know. Something stupid. And AG's like, no, it's cool. I really don't care what Ankh does. He's just like that. He's a nice guy, though. And Ankh keeps trying to get the girl to give him the medal, and he's like, oh, hell no. And she's asleep, and he tries to take it out of her hand, and she still won't give it up. Ha, ha, ha. And then Berth's talking to Goto, and he's like, I'm sad face because I passed up being Berth, lol. So he's like, oh, well, that's fine then. Let's go. Let's come with me. So they're like out on a rooftop with a bunch of cans. But not can drawers, just regular cans. And he's like, here, this is Bert's gun. I'm going to show you how to use it. So that way, once I make 100 million yen, I can quit whenever I want and feel okay about it. And you can do this. Just so you know, this gun's got a bitch of a recoil. All right, fine. So, what? Kazali's talking to Dr. Maki, who's dressing up his doll in, like, black leather.
Oh, that makes me hot.
Which, it's kind of creepy. I'm really scared. But whatever. And then the yummy starts to go out of control. Lulz. And so, let's see what else. More talking, more sleeping. So, what's his name? Goto goes to go use the gun. And he's like, all right. Well, he's like, he didn't want to try it at birth. Like, Date shoves it in his hand. He's like, no, you're going to use this. He fires off one round.
So and cool. Goes, trust me, buy it.
He goes, simulate the shooting, Brian. Right. So, and then he goes flying about 20 feet backwards. Freaking hilarious. Got this, like, see? You couldn't be birds if you wanted to.
Oh.
Gives him the gun, says, here, keep practicing, and I'm going to make money. So, AG can tell, I guess somehow can tell where the yummy is. He's going to go fight. Oh, like, he's limping and hobbling. He's like, yeah, no, Ankh will be there. It'll be okay. Ankh senses the yummy, takes the girl down from the chain. He's like, here, guard this medal. And she's like, what about AG? He's like, no, he'll be there. I'm sure he will. That's what he does. He'll be fine. So they go, and Ankh appears before the yummy, and he's all like, ah, I have fruit up arm. I am shingles. And then, like, AG just hops in. AG just hops in. I made it. You didn't start without me, did you? And he's like, here, don't let anyone else get taken, please. That's just rude. So he hands medals to AG, and I wasn't prepared. So
what?
AG
what?
Goes all.
Hold on.
What?
I paused for edit, and you kept going.
I didn't hear that part.
Two things. What birth forms did he use?
Birth used Crane, and he used Drill, but he didn't actually call out Drill Arm. He used the Shovel Arm, though. He used Crane at the end to get the medals.
Okay. Just let me know when, and I'll do it.
Okay. Well, where'd you edit me at?
Right before you were about to scan. It was right after you said I wasn't prepared.
I totally tuned out, and you guys, I just come back and you guys are bickering.
And the second thing, I was bored, so I was flipping through AmiAmi, and I already found, like, the Metagaburiu Metal Set 4 Triceratops Android.
Oh my god.
So I'll get those organized.
I need a separate window.
I'll get those organized after, if you want them.
Awesome.
Okay. All right, so AG goes all. And he's fighting with Dawson's favorite sword. But he's just getting pwned. Like, he's just getting pwned bad. And so Ankh's looking in the case. He's like, I got nothing to cover for these legs. Oh, fuck, what are we going to do? So then Birth shows up. So he starts fighting. Then he's like, well, it's time for some weapon reaction. Yay, so we get the shovel arm, and he just starts poning the yummy. Cells are going everywhere. And then he knocks the guy out of the yummy. And so now he's getting beat back, though. And Cake Boss is all, Hot Secretary, I know AG did not want to take this medal, but I think you need to bring it to him. So she grabs the Kujaku Kanjoid, the Condor medal, and is like, I'm outie. And so now there's jellyfish everywhere. They're trying to fight them. Strong Girl runs in holding Kujaku medal. And Hot Chick rides up on the motorcycle. And she has her gun, and she's just shooting shit. And she's on, like, tight leather. Oh yeah. And she's like, she tells him that AG left this Cake Boss, and Ankh's like, what? What do you mean? And Ankh's like, AG's like, yeah, I didn't want to give it to you. He's like, I didn't want to give it to you. And he's like, what? What do you mean? What the hell? So meanwhile, she's shooting more jellyfish, and Strong Girl's like, see, this is what you get. So here, I'll give you this medal back if you use it to help AG. He's like, fine, dang it. So he's all edgy and throws the metal at him, and then she loads the Kanjoid into her gun, and it fires it, and it's all Kujaku, and it, like, slices through the rest of the jellyfish with its wings and drops off the Condor metal with AG. So then those pop into the belt, and he's all... Oh, fuck it. He's so buried, you can't even
handle it. I couldn't
handle it.
I fucking passed out.
I died twice.
Feathers were just coming out of my mouth, and I passed out.
Look, it's so epic.
That was the feathers.
I know. So then he's all, wow, giant peacock wings, shoots laser feathers, metal things at people, blast thrusts the jellyfish. What's his name? Date's all like, oh, so go in there. And then he, like, gets the wings, flies up in the air, and he's like, hey, bitches.
Ow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot the part before that. Like, he's flying through the air, and, like, the way he gets the Taja Spinner is, like, that Phoenix emblem on his chest. Like, I don't know, it kind of, like, phases, and, like, a projection of it comes out, and it turns into the spinner and attaches to his arm. It's kind of weird. I don't know. But that's, I guess that explains why he got the Phoenix emblem. And shoots laser things, metals, at the thing, too. But he destroys the yummy. Metals just go flying everywhere. There's bunches and bunches of cell metals. And then Cockbag over here is all like, aw. Yeah, so he uses his crane arm to scoop up all the metals as usual, like a total douche. You know, we did all the hard work. This jackal takes all the cell metals. Right, so then AG like falls over on the ground and Dion transforms or whatever. He's holding up the Taka, Kujaku, and Kandra medals, and Ankh just comes over and grabs them and absorbs them. And like this giant, like transparent, multicolored wing thing shoots out of his back, and then it like disappears, and he looks kind of nauseous. And he can't really revive. And Ankh's like, this isn't, you know, AG's all like, this isn't normal. Shouldn't Ankh be reviving? Oh dear, something's wrong with him. And, yeah, I don't know, something with this little squirrely guy and the convict. I don't know, something stupid. And then, yeah, it ends with all three of them. But now we have Taj Ador. Happy face.
It's red.
So, yeah, that was a pretty epic episode. Taj Ador was so amazing. Like, oh, I can't even begin to describe how awesome it was.
Amazing.
It was so popular. Oh, wait, we were. Never mind. And so, yeah, it was epic. And yeah, I don't even know what to say. It was just an awesome episode. I love it. So, touch it.
I'll let Brian go first, but I found the line. He said, always be in whatever you're wearing right now. You know, it is, I read it in that review, and I just thought it was hilarious.
So, like, go on. It wasn't, like, the best episode ever, but, like, the entrance for Taj Ador was just so, like, majestic.
Majestic.
That it made the episode awesome. Like, the content of the episode was just kind of, like, fairly subpar. Like, the,
yeah,
the plot of it was kind of eh. But, like, the entrance to Taj Ador and just, like, the entire fight was fucking awesome. So bird.
Can't even handle it.
So fucking bird.
So bird.
So bird.
So, yeah. I'm gonna say, is it my turn now?
Yeah.
It's your turn. No ton! Okay, so I basically agree with Brian. Like, it wasn't the most spectacular episode I've ever seen, but the Taj Ador entrance was epic, as well as his finisher. He just, like, claws the shit out of him, like my Wargle. And it was just epic. And I also loved where he's, Kazari's all like, whoa, me powerful. And then Ankh's like, lol, no. Especially since I was like, Brian, how did you get his medals back? How do you fare with only one Taka medal? And he's like, you'll see. And he's like, lol, sell medals. So that was a pretty good part. And just Date coming back up over the side of the building, like, lol, I'm going to get you. Where'd everyone go? Oh, well. And just Edgy getting pwned and thrown off the edge was funny. But it was a good episode, just not the most spectacular, but awesome intro. For Taj Ador.
Hell yeah.
Hell yes. Oh, and the Kandroid
sitting up in this bitch. Kujaku's so cute.
Yeah, the Kandroid like, entrance was
epic. Kujaku and spins around and he flies. And
I'm trying to figure out why fly, she could like kick all those jellyfish's ass and ass and O's couldn't.
Because he had a limp leg.
God.
It was just just an excuse for her to show up in tight leather clothing and look badass.
You're right. Just like dark-haired Sarah Walker.
Yeah. Or belly dancing Sarah Walker.
Yes. Okay. So, let's summarize what we watched on Monday. Okay. So, it starts off, and Rowan is at the bar, and he's all like, LOL, I'm after counterfeit money. And then the three chicks knock him out. And then, next, we're like seeing all this baby, and all the people are goo goo gaga over him. And everyone's like, oh my god, we have to do wedding. What are you going to do for your wedding? Oh my god, cake. What are we going to do? And then they're like, we need a bad guy. Really bad. Right now. And then it's all...
We're supposed to be doing samurai.
Oh, I wanted to do Chuck.
Well, we can save that for later. We'll just sound right now.
But it was all and then they were in the castle, and she's all like,
"I will end you."
Oh, you listen to me, woman.
Jaw drop face.
I'm gonna seduce her. I see why they didn't bring the skinny girls down here. Ah, Trank. Explosives and guns. All right, yes. Continue.
Okay.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God.
What is going on?
I don't know. Kevin just fucking flipped a nut.
Speaking of flipping nuts, the show starts out with Mike and Kevin doing their training shit, and they're all, like, flipping and yas, and then the girls are beating each other up and flipping, and they're just showing the fact that they're acrobatic, unlike most of the past Power Ranger actors since.
Who cover their face with their elbow.
Then Mike gets hit in the head because he's a douchebag. So Jane's like, no, fuck
you. Mike gets hit in the head and grabs his arm and says, ow. This is how smart the Samurai Rangers are.
And then he gets hit in the ass because he's an asshole, and then he's all pissed because he's not as good as Kevin. Insert
no one's as good as me.
Kevin here. And so then we have our opening, which is just the MMPR opening, except for Samurai, and they're like, Rangers together, Samurai forever! And then they're like, Kevin! And then Emily! And they're like, fuck you. So, moving
Bulk
along.
Bulk and Spike!
Yeah, Bulk and Spike, and then Nice Grum is Mentor G. And we've got brush strokes, even though there's no brush. And I don't even know what's going on. So anyway, we get a nice little scene of the Sanzu River, which is still the Sanzu River.
Lols, and Dayu is still Dayu.
Yeah. Everything like that is pretty much the same. And so we're back at the Sanzu River, and then did Shitari get an English name yet? I don't think so.
There's one on Wikipedia, but it's stupid. I forget what it is. Something Octa something, I don't know. It's an Octorok something, I don't know.
Octorok, okay, we'll just call him Octorok for now. And it says Japanese episode by Kobayashi because the dialogue is 99% the Shinkendra episode, so they needed to credit her because she wrote it.
Yeah, she wrote this episode.
Expect to see that a lot now on, folks.
Besides, like, the corny puns, everything
if
is
we were doing this podcast Shinkendra. Back when Shinkendra was on, we could just copy and paste Shinkendra through summary right here.
Basically. It's kind of depressing, but we'll have a conversation about that later.
Okay.
And so, Dayu's all pissed at Rofa, or the monster of the day, and she's all sexy voice because she's got a sexy voice, which will probably
I got a sexy voice
later. But then Xandred comes in and he's all like rah, 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 evil guy voice, and then
Xander
Shitari's,
did you forget Plan Xander?
Plan Xandred. And then out of nowhere we get a Bulk and Spike scene, the one that was attached to that article that we talked about last week with his garage that someone said it's the same garage from Zio or something. I don't know. I don't think so.
It probably is.
I think they're probably just a bunch of fans.
Probably in what's Saban's garage.
Probably. Possibly. So Spike's showing off his best dad impression, and Bulk's just yammering on like an idiot, and then he gets hit in the face with paint because that's what Bulk does. He does Bulk shit. So moving it along, we've got the little lion Zord. He's all adorable. I want one.
He's a little bit pale.
Zord.
And so Nice Grum comes in and is like, well, where's Mike? And then Jane's like, fuck if I know. Then we find out that Mike is a total douche hat and he's at the arcade.
He's a total douche hat.
And his friend's like, where the fuck have you been? God, you haven't been at school and you haven't been at graduation. Hence why I wasn't at school, because you graduated, asshole. But anyway, moving along.
I just realized it. That's funny.
They're eating Chinese food outside because that's what cool people do. And he's saying how he's going to save the world, and his friends are, again, total asshats, and they're like, what video game is that where you have to save the world? Like, everyone? God damn? So they're all bitching, and then Mike's bitching because he's not as good as Kevin, and they're like, oh, you can do it. You're determined face. Then the bad guy shows up, and he's all like, give me hugs and tentacles and rape and various other things, and Mike's like, I gotta do this, and he's running towards him, and he's like, go, go, Samurai, because that's, like, the worst morph call in the history of ever, and he runs through his kanji symbol, which is actually a pretty cool morph, I do like that, and he starts beating him up. It's actually better than the normal morph, And then he gets his ass kicked because he's Mike, and he doesn't do anything right ever.
And then he gets punched in the face. What just happened?
Yeah, he gets punched in the face because what just happened? You got punched in the face, Mike. Punched in the fucking face. So then Jane comes and saves him because he's the Red Ranger, and that's what Red Rangers do. And then he gets beat up, but then the Monster of the Day is like, oh, fuck, I'm drying up because my skin sucks, and then he goes back into a hole.
I need to go get some L'Oreal.
And so they're at the Shiba House, apparently that's what it's called, even though it looks like just a slightly modernized Japanese house. And they're fixing up Mike, and Mike's complaining, and then Jane sits down and has a stern Taku-esque talk with him. That he needs to stay away from his family and friends because it needs to protect him because samurai is a serious business, yo. And so Mike's like, fuck, I just need to go check on him, BRB, and then they stare at each other. And then he's watching his fat friend play video games from the window like some sort of stalker.
With his broken arm. The other one's MIA. He probably died, whatever.
No, he's right there.
Oh, well, it was funnier if he died.
He died. I don't know. And so Mike's like, oh, sad face.
Just FYI, they're the same exact friends that Chiaki has.
Apparently.
Literally the same people.
So, the Monster of the Day is taking a bath, and he's all better face because he's worth it, too.
Taking a bath? What is he, like, Deca Pink? He's taking a bath?
Yeah.
I know, Ushino and Honky.
And then Mike has a hard-on for tires, so he's hanging out with some tires. Having a wonderful conversation, reliving his past where he got hit in the face by a giant fist.
Instead of reliving the past, it's like, of the origin story.
Fuck. And so now he goes to the shore because that's where Chiaki was. And he picks up Chiaki's stick and has epic training time while Jane just sits on his ass at home meditating or something. I don't know. He looks like a total tool, but so does Mike. And so they're all running and meditating and flipping and yeah, and I don't know. They're doing samurai shit, basically.
He picks up his stick? Ew.
It's the same exact stick, same
and
exact
so now it's day and the monster's back and he's all like, hug me, bitches!
Apparently Mike was out all night.
But except bad. Yeah. And then there's Moogers, and then there's the four of them, and Kevin has this really stupid look on his face, but then they're like, go, go, samurai! And then they brush in the air without a brush. I don't know how that works.
And then Brian went to take a shit and get a snack.
An insanely long morph sequence in which I went and took a piss, came back
and popped some popcorn.
Done. I made a sandwich, or five.
Started a family.
And yeah, had some kids. They graduated. Anyway, that was finally
done. He touched himself about six times.
Just a quick comment on the morph sequence. Like, it's a good sequence.
Just
it's
way
just
too long.
Obnoxiously long. Just like, yeah.
Wheelchair's girlfriend. They really need to speed it up.
So, I mean, I'm sure there'll be, like, quicker ones. Stuff.
It'd be quicker if they just got surrounded by the damn symbols and
put symbols on their forever because that's what they say in place of whatever the Shinkenger said. Kevin knows it. I don't. And so
the real Kevin,
like, oh, fuck you. And then
Mike
just
the
runs.
Tenkagomen no Samurai Sensei Shinkenger Mairu.
Yes, that's much better.
Oh, here. I was bored.
Okay. So then.
Oh, I'm wondering what that was in.
Mike runs in, and despite the fact that there's a clear space to run between Jaden and Kevin, he flips over nothing just to show off the fact that he can do things like this, and then epically rolls on the ground because he's a show-off, and he's all like, go, go, samurai, I'm tired of this morph call already, and
he doesn't make people like Brian feel bad about themselves.
Too. And what?
He doesn't make people like you feel bad about yourself.
Oh, okay. And so he gets his disc
do it.
In the Shinkenger. I don't want to do it.
I can't do it either.
That's what she said. I don't want to do it. And then Dawson raped her.
What? Hey now, I am not a rapist.
Remember when you said, Kit, we got to go ride? She said, I don't want to. And then you raped her.
Oh my god. I will hurt your feelings.
Right. So they're all doing their techniques.
She took them all away.
Shut up, Brian's trying to sell
it. And the thing is called the Spin Sword, because that's such a fucking awesome name. And so they're all Spin Sword, insert technique here that I won't ever remember because they're all dumb. One's like Dragon Dance or something, and then Jane uses
that's a Pokemon move.
The Lightning Disc. He's all like, Lightning Fury! I'm like, I'm surprised it hasn't been a season yet.
Oh,
and
just
like, and then all the Moogers die because they're Moogers and they look at penis or something.
They're men that look at other men
and
masturbate.
So Mike's getting his ass kicked like he usually does, and he's remembering his training. He's like, I got a GTFO, and runs away. And then a car explodes.
And it kills a civilian, and it's never addressed again.
Poor civilian dies. No one cares. So he jumps on plush things.
His name is Octaroo.
Octaroo.
The civilian?
He's now Octomom.
Oh, fuck yes.
Apparently he's voiced by the same guy who voices Xander.
Oh, that's weird. So we've got Xander, Dam, and Octomom. And so Mike's getting beat up still, and then he runs around, and the monster got all tangled. And so he does his little spin sword thing, and he blows up, and Jane's all like, oh, I guess you're okay after all.
He uses grass mixer.
And then Emily's like, you're so good, clap, 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 and I don't know. She's doing Kotoha shit because that's what she's written to do.
Yeah.
And then the monster gets big like it always does. And here we get something new. Instead of writing the kanji for big on the emblems, they write the kanji Cho, which you've all know if you've seen Cho Deno's logo. That means super, which is as close to mega as they could get, since it really isn't a Japanese word for mega besides mega and katakana. So they do that, and then they flip. They turn into the mega mode after they flip their Shinkenmaru or fuck the spin whatever sword? The thing in the air, and it turns into the mega blade. And so then they get into the cockpit and they turn the mega blade into the carrier mode.
He said cock.
Jam it into the thing. And they put disc on there for some reason because they still need discs. And so it turns into like a big joystick, which is actually okay. Then we have some
epic getting dirty
action. And then the bear gives the monster of the day a giant blowjob. And he's just like totally chewing it out.
Oh, you got one too?
And so
same height.
Then we see the other four do their mega mode thing, which actually looks cool. We'll talk about that later. And then they get into the cockpit and turn the mega blade into the carrier. And then they catch the bear and they're all like, oh, let's transform. And so they write the kanji for Gatai. And they combine and all that fun stuff. Most of it's new, I think. Except for the parts where the suit's there. That's obviously Shinkenger, because I don't think they have the suits. But I think the CGI is new. Correct me if I'm wrong. But anyway, they're all like, you're epic waves. And then the nice shot of the new cockpit. I hate that fucking word. And so you get good shots of the mega outfits that are absolutely pointless besides selling toys.
Yeah.
But
they're shiny.
Yeah, they are shiny. They are cool. I like the new cockpit too. Those look pretty. It's a really sexy cockpit.
He said cock again?
Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
Ryan loves saying cock.
He just gets to me. Because it seems like you accentuate the word like cock.
How else are you going to fucking say it?
I don't know.
Cockpit.
So to beat the monster, they need to go into epic sleep mode. So they run Windows, which automatically forces them into sleep mode because it's Windows. And they're talking to each other, and they're like, concentrate. And we get some epic face behind the helmet things, like RPM totally used all the fucking time. And they're just standing there being all, and then they're like, ah, strike. And then he cuts his arm off, and he's all like, oh, fuck me. And they're like, okay. And they pull out the Mega Blade and spin it for some unknown reason other than to look fancy. Really, it serves no purpose. It's not changing its position in the slightest. So they pull the little handle thing, and it flips into the sword like the toy does, and it makes me all happy because I own it. And they're like, her epic sword posing, and they're like, oh, fuck, what am I doing? And then they're like, yeah, and then the monster dies. And they're like, yay, we did it, hopping around in their mega armor, which just looks kind of funny considering the armor is very bulky.
Bulky.
Oh, dear. So they're like, oh, you're okay, Mike. You'll be okay. And then Emily does some weird thing with her hands that...
Then Kale gets fired.
Attractive. I don't know. She still kind of looks like a mix of Taylor Swift and...
Yummy Pixels?
Carrie Underwood.
And Yummy Pixels.
And Yummy Pixels, apparently. So,
and she's wearing Kota's exact clothes.
They're all recollecting, and then they're like, oh, let's copy MMPR, guys. And so they put their hands in a circle, and they're all like, Rangers together, Samurai BFF Facebook friends. Happy face. And, yeah.
And then there's a promo for the next episode, and then there's a giant banner that says, up next, iCarly.
The encode I was looking at says, up next, my wife and kids.
Yeah, mine had my wife and kids next.
Well, this was in the rerun or whatever. But technically, in the one Brian and I watched, they're like, you're okay, Mike, Kotoha does her dance, and then it ends.
It saved me the agony.
Yeah, the DVR is just like, you don't need to watch any more of this. That's exactly
and
what
so
happened.
It shows a preview for episode 4 of Shinkenji. And then the new Saban brand's logo and all that fun stuff. So that was our first episode. You might be thinking, hey, that's the third episode of Shinkenji. One, you're right, and two, nope, it's the first episode of Samurai. We didn't get a fucking origin story at all. Not because... the goddamn slightest. Wow. They just decide it's fucking awesome if they just kind of like prance into Nickelodeon and say, here's our cool fucking awesome martial art guys, and show episode 3. So
episode 3 is now 1, and 1 is now 3, and 4 is now 4, and 3 comes before 2.
So yeah, there was a rumor that that episode 1 and episode 3 got switched because Nick wanted an action-packed episode for the premiere, but episode 3 was already confirmed to be episode 5 of Shinkenger, which I think is the one with the Kabuto beetle.
That's Kabuto Origami.
So, that's not right, but Tristan said that the email he got said that they were going to show the origin story episodes.
In May Sweeps?
At the beginning of May Sweeps.
He's not Tristan anymore. He's Yusei Fudo. God.
Oh, I get it. Oh. I just got it. What was I going to say? The thing is, though, assuming, which I'm pretty sure I'm right, they're pretty much copying the episode to the letter. The first episode of Shinkenger has action as soon as you turn it on. Because they're all like, this is Takaru. And then he kicks fucking Takaru ass.
We would get to see Jaden be all badass and know who these characters are.
Yeah, the first 5 seconds has action. This episode didn't have action for like the first 5 minutes. They're just like, oh, training, I lost my underpants. And then he's like, man, I suck. Why are you Chucky's friends? You speak Japanese, I don't understand you. And like, that makes no sense because the first episode would have pulled kids in right away with their action sex.
I have an action sack, and it's in my pants.
Right. Stop rolling around with the microphone.
So
I was putting my old stuff back away.
My thoughts as a whole, like, it was a really good adaption. Like, in the mindset of taking Shinkenger and basically translating it and putting in American people, like,
it was a great translation.
It was spot on perfect. As an adaption itself, it was bad.
Yeah, really was.
Only for the simple fact that out of all the past PRs, like, there's always, even some that are, like, to the letter almost Sentai, like, Time Force.
Wild Force.
Some of the Disney series, Wild Force. There was always something that was different, either, like, in the setting, in the
names,
the plot, and the characters. Particularly the characters usually changed a
lot.
It's just kind of really strange to see one that's basically straight up translation. So if you've seen Shinkenger, you'll probably enjoy it a little bit less, depending on how your views are about English things. But I'm hoping that the beginning part will be almost direct translation because of the way production had to work. And I'm really hoping we see a lot more originality in the later half.
Hopefully.
When they could actually focus on producing things properly.
Either that.
Fuck, we need to get a show working.
Or it's like you said, like, I don't remember if it was in the podcast or in our conversations, but it was a while back, as you said, they might just straight up rip Shinkenger and then, like, Ghost Ager or next, they might have an original story just because they want to get the shit out the door and get the Power Rangers name back out there.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm thinking. I think they want to play it safe, and there really isn't a safer way of doing things than just take something that exists already. And basically, they're treating it like an anime dub.
Yeah, pretty much.
Except instead of dubbing over something, they just reshoot it with American people.
They did do Digimon, so...
Yeah, that's true. So, that's the way I'm treating it. Like, if that's the case, I'll happily accept Samurai being basically a direct port if it means we get a really awesome original
Ghost Ager
series with the Ghost Ager, the Ghost Ager footage. Like, I'd be fine with that, just because I really enjoyed Shinkenger, so I know I'm eventually going to enjoy Samurai, because it's going to be the same thing. So I know I'll enjoy it in a sense, so I'm okay with it. Like, if there's anything that I'd want them to keep the same, it would have been Shinkenger. So, in that aspect, I'm okay with it, but I really want to see a really good Ghost Ager show.
Yeah, like, in 2 years or whenever the fuck they finish this, they come up Power Rangers Angels, it's the exact same thing, which would be horrible, then I will just officially hate Saban right now. Because if they're deciding just to be totally lazy, then no.
Yeah.
Well, they know they can't copy Gokaiger, so what now?
Yeah. But like you said, if they come out with the Ghost Ager show and it's about five angels who are stuck on Earth fighting random people, then yeah, I'm pretty much done because it's gonna suck because
it's Ghost Ager
wasn't good until Manta Rentis.
And the only
kind of debatable.
Manta Rentis was Rax.
Like, I feel like the Manta Rentis arc was only really good because you compare it to Warstar and Yumeju, and those are just so bad that almost anything was good at that point.
Well, and also what's funny is that the Manta Rentis arc really didn't have any point to it other than giving Blade Ran another form.
Yeah.
Like, there really wasn't any story except for, like, oh, like, there was just this random villains here, like, chilling, just ready to kill you. But it was a good arc. And Middle Alice had a badass iPad.
Not to jump the samurai boat real quick, but about Blade Ran, like, he died, and then Manta Rentis revived him. Was that part of his plan, or?
I don't think
it was.
I think that he's just like, all right, they revived me.
I think it was like when he was talking to Makuin and
King Kong.
And King Kong. He was like, oh, you out-tricked me and killed me, but these guys brought me back. But I'm like,
yeah.
He was like, oh, it was all a trick with my, what the fuck's that one card called that made
Camel Mirage.
Yeah, that. He was like, it was all a trap with this, and he's like, changing forms. I'm like, no, they brought you back and turned you into a robot.
Yeah, how the fuck do you fake, like, 90% of your body exploding, like Frieza or, I'm trying to think of someone else that happened to. I don't know, but Frieza is a good example. Like, Frieza all of a sudden be like, lol, Seek power, and then he's normal again. And then Trunks still kills him.
So that, I didn't really understand that when they were talking about that.
I don't know. There's certain things they just never explain. And then there's so, okay, should I give my thoughts now, even though he pretty much summed up everything, sort of?
Uh-oh, yeah, Beep is congested again. They've got the fish. I gotta wait for a while.
I understood that, which scares me. Okay, so before I go all negative Dawson hates samurai face, I'll talk about the things I liked. Here's what I liked. I liked the Mega Ranger suits. I thought they looked shiny and cool. I liked the opening theme. I liked the remix, and this opening theme in general looked pretty cool. And I like Bulk because Paul Schreier is awesome. Okay, the rest was pretty much just Shinkenger 3. Like Brian said, is that I've never seen it be so literal. Is that because you go back into like SPD or something and you see that even in the episodes that were like almost the same, they always changed something. Some plot device, whether it was because of Disney censors or not, they always changed it. Or even like simple things like changing Cat and Swan and stuff. Just made me happy the fact that they wanted to make it their own. And what else did they change that I liked? I'm trying to remember. But they like, oh, the characters. Like, Brian mentioned that too.
Jungle Fury in particular. I mean, Go compared to RJ.
Yeah, honestly. Like, even, I can't think of the SPD characters really being that similar to the Deck Rangers either. I haven't seen all of Magi. I don't know about, I don't think that Magi Red's similar to Nick.
No, none of the Magi Rangers were pretty much anything remotely like.
Or Overdrive.
I mean, you try to compare Hoka to Vita, and
Hoka to Vita,
they're just complete opposites.
Okay. But that's like the perfect example is that even in the Disney seasons, where most of the time I use this example like a million times, where they use the outline for the Sentai, but then they colored it in differently. They had different story details, different character names, and usually different characters that had totally different personality in their own story. And no, they didn't do that with this. And while I can see, like, it's probably going to be a decent show in terms of story if you've never seen Shinkenger, because Shinkenger's story was awesome. it kind of gives me the feel. First of all, it looks weird because it's in HD and it reminds me of like The Troop or Super Ninjas, except Super Samurais, I guess. Fuck, what was I going with that? Oh, is that I forgot what the fuck I was going to say. What the fuck? Oh, is that also, I get the vibe of like when you see like an original movie or TV show or something and they try to remake it later, it feels like the cheap knockoff version.
Where did it say fuck, I don't know.
Exactly. Like, it just bugs me. Like, right down to the same stick, Chiaki, same friends. And, the one other thing I did like is the subtle, like, MMPR background music. Yeah, like, when they were training, it had, like, old school, like, juice bar type music.
The Sanzu River, I swear it's a remix of the Palace theme.
It is. And, well, I mean, I don't know for a fact, but I mean...
One thing I didn't check, when Bulk and Spike were there, was it anything remotely like Bulk and Skull music?
Like, it wasn't the same, but it had, like, the same type of, like style.
Feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt the same. Like,
it wasn't like a remix or the same, but it was the same style.
Okay. I remember that distinctly. Like, it felt like, okay, it's like Bulk and Skull time, except it's Bulk and Spike. Like,
okay, so, I'm gone.
What bugs me the most about that is, like, we just have a random scene of Bulk and Spike.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Because they started with Episode 3, we have, besides the fact that we've seen MMPR and we followed Bulk for God knows how many years, we have no idea who these people are.
Exactly. It's like when your TV glitches or something and it goes to the wrong station or they re-air the wrong program.
And you get random porn?
Well, you know what I mean? That's what it felt like if you didn't know. Like,
no, watching... That's what it's like in here. You got random porn in the middle of the episode. And like, oh, yeah, this is awesome. And then...
Kevin's just hot and bothered because of the Sarah talk. Anyway, but that's what it felt like is when I tried to watch it, I tried to think of it from a new viewer's perspective and, like, you had no idea what the fuck's going on.
Like, if I was a kid watching this, not only would it, A, piss me off like it actually did, I would just be confused and not really want to watch the show.
Yeah, there's a lot of shows. I mean, it has to be a really good show for me to get into it without seeing the first episode. Like, if I see a show on TV that I either wanted to see or possibly heard about and see that it's already started, I'm like, oh, well, goes back to computer. Like, that's what I would do. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that did that. Like, people are like, oh, well, lots of shows these days start without giving an origin, like RPM, for example. But see, RPM and even Goanger was written that way so that it's okay to be like that because it just is. Like, you're okay with that. This was a horrible episode to pick to start with without showing the origins.
Because it wasn't even that great of a Shinkenger episode.
Well, yeah, and it was a mic-focused episode. So basically, I think we only saw, like, Kevin and the girls for, like, 4 seconds. We saw Jaden second most, but other than that, it was mainly Mike. So it's a horrible show to introduce you to all five characters. We don't even know who the fuck G is. We just think he's Grum escaped. And, like, it's just a horrible episode to start that with. And because it wasn't written in the way of, let's start off and then give the backstory later, it just turned out horrible. The only thing that works for Spider-Man.
Like you said when we were talking the other day, like, shows that are written to do origins later... Mm-hmm. Still give you information about all the characters.
Yeah. Like, RPM, like, it started and we're just supposed to get to know Dylan and Ziggy, and then the end of the first episode's like, oh, who are these guys? They're the Power Rangers, because they just showed up. And in the second episode, they're like, oh, these guys are the guys we recruited to be the Power Rangers. That's all we needed to know at the moment, and that these guys are being recruited. And even Goanger did the same thing, and Teen Titans did it, and I'm trying to think of something else that did it. But other stuff did it. And every Spider-Man show, because everyone should know Spider-Man's fucking backstory, shouldn't need it. But, like, it wasn't written that way. And, like, you have no idea what's going on, who these people are, why they're samurais, why is it important, who the fuck is Bulk. Bulk and Skull, I mean, Spike. I'm going to have a hard time not saying Bulk and Skull. I think even more important than the Rangers, just because their scene was so short and had no introduction to it.
Yeah, like, we can tell from clips that in the first episode, like, Bolt goes to, like, pick up Spike or something.
Yeah, because, and they're like...
We've seen the one where he's like, I will teach you in the ways of the samurai, and he starts swinging around his shish kebab. Like, just that alone would have been helpful to set up who these people were.
Yeah, so they just showed up.
And even the recruiting of the Rangers, like, it just doesn't make sense...
At all. No.
Why you wouldn't start with that. Because, like I said... A couple minutes ago, if I was a kid and I watched this, I don't know if I would watch the rest of the series watching that episode.
I wouldn't, honestly. If I look at it from a fresh perspective.
Like, I would just be like, okay, they're not going to tell me who these characters are. I guess it's not really worth it.
Yeah, like the only possible way I could tolerate it premiering like this is if this wasn't the premiere that started the airing cycle. If this was like a sneak preview,
yeah, that would be fine.
The only tolerable way.
Because like Pokemon did that before, they had a sneak preview and they showed Battleboard the Saint Anne.
Yeah, so
and it was a preview. I was okay with that. I'm like, oh, this makes me want to watch Pokemon and find things out. This is like premiere world episode one. Yeah, awesome world premiere, and they're like,
and then it's 30 minutes.
Mike's a little bitch. Basically, that's what we learned from the episode, is that Mike is a bitch.
Pretty much. And, like, it was two-parter for Origin would work so much better, because they're like, oh my god, Samurai, Samurai, Samurai. Every fucker on Twitter is talking about Samurai. And I'm like, don't watch it, watch Chuck. And I just got so sick of hearing all the publicity, and it's a 30-minute fucking episode. It's about the size of one of Kevin Summary's. So,
like, Nick's so pumped about these, like, iCarly special events. It's just a two-part episode, guys.
I know. Even the 30-minute episodes are called specials now.
Why would you not do that for the show that you've been pumping the shit out of for the past month and a half? Why would you not air, like, an hour-long special event?
I know, it's so weird.
With their story. Instead, they're, like, waiting to do super cool special event during May Sweeps.
When no one cares anymore, and it's on the verge of cancellation.
We're gonna know the characters by that point, so we're not gonna care.
Pretty much. And like, and it's just so horrible. It feels like you've been in a coma and you lost time, because they're like episode 3, you don't know what's going on, and then the next episode preview is just episode 4. Let's fight another monster. I looked at the preview and I'm like, oh my god, this is the Shinkenger description. They just copy and pasted it from Wikipedia.
And then episode 5, we're already getting a new Zord.
I know.
Or, I mean, episode 3, which is episode 5.
In Shinkenger time.
Technically in Samurai time, too, if we're supposed to have a two-episode intro.
Well, you know, if they copy it, they're going to have to delete a lot of stuff, because Shinkenger was it 49? I always forget. Was it 49 or 48?
It was 49.
Yeah, 49 episodes, so they're going to have to, like, shave off 9 episodes.
They have anywhere between 40 and 45. It keeps changing all the time. I don't know how many they have, actually.
They'll have to shave off 9 to 4 episodes.
I saw on Wikipedia it said 43 right now.
43. That was the last I heard.
The bottom line, they're going to have to shave, okay? They're getting scruffy.
I was looking through the Shinkenger list. There was definitely episodes that they could just delete.
Well, yeah, they kind of did that, like, because I'm watching Deka. Deka.
Deka, Deka,
deleted episode where she's like... that was so much... Okay! Where she tried to be like Jasmine, which I thought was funny, because they're like, she's not an Esper. Or whatever the fuck they say. Like, so, by touching this guy, it has no effect. She's just being dumb. That's exactly what the subtitle said. Esper, there we go. I say it all funny. So, after Brian and I just talked for about 45 minutes, Kevin, your thoughts?
Oh, good. Y'all forgot I was here. Like, every time I tried to talk, one of y'all would, like, speak some more.
I was just trying to get you to feel how I feel.
Yeah. Clearly. So, okay, no. Like, I kind of feel how they feel. I mean, it was pretty obnoxious. I liked Bulk, and so I liked Nice Grum.
I'm going to like him better than G, I think, just because G pissed me off half the time.
Tono!
All G said was Tono!
That's my point.
I wish they would have changed his name, honestly. I liked it being Takaru. It was
nice,
like a reference.
Nice Grum actually has had more lines in that one episode than G had throughout entire Shinkenger.
But, yeah, so... but yeah, it was kind of like obnoxious. Like Dawson was saying about like shows that don't start with a thing, even if they don't start like Gohan or RPM, even if you don't start with like origin backstory, like lulls, you start with introducing something. You introduce some of your characters and the villains and you kind of get a gist of what's going on. Here you're like, what the fuck's happening? Who are these people? What is going on? Like, you don't know anything. All of a sudden, you're, like, thrown into an arcade with a little douchebag.
The bear versus
and
ninja.
His idiot friends are like, what game do you save the world? All of them! All of them! You save the damn world, unless it's like a Madden game.
Even then,
you save the world somehow.
Yeah, like, it was so fucking stupid, and... I don't even know. And then the little Shatari's voice is like retarded. I don't even know what's happening.
Retarded.
I think it's fitting because it's retarded.
Yeah, I guess. I was angry because Bulk and Spike were all like, we have like a minute and a half segment in the show, so
that kind of pissed me off too because I'm so looking forward to them just because I love Paul Schreier.
That was literally the only thing I was looking forward
and
to.
Felix Ryan looks like a really cool person, too. And so I want to see more of them on the screen and not crap like Mike going to stare at his friends in the window.
Yeah,
like they're so bad. Like, all five of them are so fucking awful. Like, Jaden just creeps me out. I don't know, some of the way he looks.
He is a little bit creepy.
Yeah, he is weird looking. Like, he's got this really thin bottom face.
Okay, so far, but
he's got this rape face that scares me.
Yeah, like, he's like no, like, puffiness to his cheeks, so he looks like an undead person.
Like, he just came out of Blade, and it was frightening. And then, like,
no offense, Kevin, he just acts really bad.
Yeah, Kevin sucks. Like, the girl, if you can call them that.
Like, it might just be the fact that it was a Mike-focused episode, but I don't actually mind Mike's actor all that much. Like, he plays a good part.
You think he fits the Chucky part, but there's some kind of overacting parts?
Well, yeah, it's Power Rangers.
they know overacting. They're good at that. They can handle overacting.
I honestly... Not to make fun of the actors, but I honestly feel like there's better acting in iCarly.
There really is. Jerry Traynor is awesome. Jerry Traynor can out-act all five of them. I'm just
whoever
saying.
That is.
He's Spencer.
Like, it might be the fact that they're more amateurish actors, but like, it just feels more polished on iCarly than it does on Samurai.
It does, even the humor, like, they have this old-school, like, oh my god, his pants fell off humor. And iCarly has, like, all these hidden adult jokes and shit.
Yeah.
Like, really dark undertones.
SpongeBob has dark, dirty jokes.
Like, I'm kind of hoping that either in the later seasons that they're still working on, if they're still working on seasons, I think they are. I don't know when they stopped. But, like, now that they know they're on Nick, they know what they can do.
Yeah, because Nick's a lot more lenient.
And so we'll get a lot more, like... Maybe some more adult in jokes.
That's it's owned by MTV.
Just humor in general that isn't very, very campy lines.
In the credits, I saw a thing that says David Snyder, and I looked at it really quick the first time I watched it. I thought it was Dan Snyder. I'm like, oh my god. If he wrote the comedy for this, it would be gold.
It would.
I was still starting my campaign for Spencer to be Shinken Gold. But the acting really is better on that show, just saying.
Jerry Traynor for Ghost Day Night.
Yes! That'd be awesome!
Ghost Day Night just walks in, are talking to children.
That'd be hilarious. I think Kevin's crying because we overpowered him again.
Crying because Safari quit on me.
Oh god.
I had all those AmiAmi windows and
you
it just
have saved it in a text document.
But yeah, I was gonna say that, like, iCarly and Victorious both have better acting and better humor.
Oh fuck, I lost that.
I enjoy those episodes more.
Well, we'll see how everything pans out. Like, I have a feeling things will get better toward the end.
Mm-hmm.
They usually do for Power Rangers.
So. Well, one thing going back to the actors, I think one of the reasons I'm having a hard time getting used to Jaden is, no offense to the guy, but he kind of looked funny. But is because he kind of has big shoes to fill.
I don't give a shit.
Because Takaru was so, like, awesome.
Cute, yeah. Oh.
Cute? God. Well, but Takaru really was awesome. He's one of my all-time favorite Senshi, I think. He was just so cool. But, like, with the same thing, is that when they play different characters between the different adaptions, this time they're playing the same characters, so you're constantly comparing them.
Yeah, and like
Chaos.
I mean, I only seen in full Shinkenger, Magiranger, and Gekiranger, and, like, I can't compare. You can compare storylines, but, like, you can't compare the characters at all because none of them are really the same in the slightest.
Yeah. That's the thing, is that, like, I don't understand why, even if it's cheaper to copy it, why didn't they just change the characters, even if they had to make them sort of bland for, like, the first little bit, so that at least they could work on their personalities instead of giving us, like, oh, she's the big sister type. She's little sister. Like,
plays the same food some other chick did who has a disease.
Like, they could have at least given them kind of a bland description and then worked it out later so that they're different.
Right.
And they all become doctors in the end.
They could have giant personality shifts in this quote-unquote second season, for all we know. So,
yeah, you never know. Second season, they're fighting the enemies from Ghost Ager, and they go all classic, and they're using the Yokai machines.
Mm,
I mean, Ghost Ager machines, whatever they were.
They're using something.
They're on something over there. Ghost Sekai Ken.
Ghost Sekai. Ghost Sekai Deku.
Ew.
another thing that I kind of liked, like, the music was really good.
Mm-hmm.
The choreography was really good. Like, as much as I was picking on the actors before, like, they're really good at what they do.
Yeah.
And it's a nice change of pace seeing actors that can do a lot of their own acrobatic stunts. And martial arts stunts compared to just, like, picking straight-up actors where they have to hide their face all the time and wear cheap wigs and do anything that they can. Like, hoping this gives us a lot more unmorphed fights, because...
Yeah.
See, like, the actors thing would work better for a Kamen Rider adaption because they hardly ever have civilian fights.
Yeah.
Except when they do. Jotaro pulls Utopia often. With his hat. And
or if you're Tendo. Jesus. Tendo did stuff.
Yeah, if he did stuff. He's just a badass because he's Hibiki-san.
Or if you're Zorono. Zorono's like beat the piss out of a few Majin.
Or if you're Terui and you just want to beat the shit out of some teenagers. Hold on, I got this. They're 15. Good job.
But overall, I can't even say it was a good episode because there were so many PR episodes that were way better than it.
Yeah.
But it was alright. It's about as far as I can say. Like, okay. I can't say it was good, but it wasn't.
I definitely hope that the humor improves.
Yeah.
Like, not only just the iCarly thing, but in general, I think Disney actually had funnier humor because the old Saban humor kind of got old after a while.
Yeah, and that's kind of like what we're in right now. Like, I think we're going to probably see this for the first 20 or so episodes. In the first season, as they're calling it, or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I just want to know, how the fuck did Bulk get back from Moronite? God. Who gives a fuck? He took a shuttle like everyone else. Well, I don't know. I mean, geez, people like debate over that. Like, who gives a shit? This is Power Rangers. Doesn't matter.
I mean, Spike can't really even exist.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
So let's just roll with it. Except apparently Samurai's taking place in 2012 or something. I don't know.
Is it?
Let that Rofang guy, uh-huh. who does, like, all the timelines and shit, he's like Commander Crayfish, and he just, like...
does stuff?
Analyzes everything. I follow him on Twitter. He's cool. But apparently a calendar in Bulk's garage is set to July.
Uh-huh.
And the July dates match up with 2012, not 2011.
Oh.
It's probably just a mistake.
Well, they'll give a couple more years for fake Skull. I mean, Little Skull exists.
Yeah, we get an additional year.
As much as I kind of got soured on MMPR, I kind of secretly hope that it take place in Angel Grove. Like,
yeah,
I want the beginning scene.
Any sort of city name yet.
To be like Bulk, like, hey, we're moving back to Angel Grove to do stuff. Oh, yeah, I think I said that before because I want to see them, like, reference stuff. I don't know.
Gaybos.
It's like Ibo, but gay. I get it. I hear
what?
What? I was just saying stuff because I was falling asleep. That was my Kevin impersonation. So,
where am I?
Final thingies?
Yeah.
Kevin, we know the thingy, not final. Yeah, it's not funny anymore.
Okay, two things.
One,
join us next week as we ramble about figure arts.
Oh, yes.
Tamashii features this weekend. It's on my fucking calendar.
My wallet's hiding under the bed.
My wallet doesn't even have anything to hide. Like, I'm just that fucked right now. And two, hopefully by the time this goes up, our site will exist again.
Hopefully.
Yay.
But we bought the VPS space. Rio's trying to get everything transferred over. I'm hoping we'll have something solid tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Oh, good. That'd be good. I can put my cool guy list stuff fixed up.
So we'll see how that goes, but we'll definitely be up by the weekend. I'm fairly confident in that. So.
We should also thank everyone who made videos and passed the word along and aided us.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so first I would like to thank this guy called Dawson Rider. He made a video for Oh Wait.
I don't know, I heard that guy's a faggot.
Oh Wait, I was obligated by contract. And Brian Tenton.
Okay, so the people that made videos for us, SoundOut 12, Eugene.
Did Matt do one?
Yes.
Oh.
Rider Zero did one. The Wing Knight 101, Zeltrax Millennium, Gideon made probably the coolest thing ever.
Ever.
So, go watch Gideon Cyclone 03's RR Needs Your Help Epic Fundraiser video, because it's hilarious.
It's awesome.
Kamen Rider Ethan123, Deluxe Robots made a really funny one. And VZ17, we can't forget good old VZ. So, thanks to all of you for making videos. Even if it didn't help, I'm sure it helped a little.
Funny way of putting it.
Mostly for ad clicks and stuff. But, Kevin, yours got a lot of views.
Yeah.
He went on and on
That's
and on.
Strange.
Because mine was more epic than both of y'all's combined.
Anyway. Thanks for bringing it to your viewers' attentions.
And also thanks to VZ for being a good sport all the time.
Yeah, thank you, VZ. Thank you for letting us use your voice for our opening themes.
We got not a lot from the ad clicks, but I think we got at least like $20 a day or something.
Yeah, so thanks to those that did click.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Just a couple days. So we got a decent amount from ad clicks. So thanks to all you guys. I know a couple of t-shirts sold. So thanks to those of you that bought shirts. Thanks to our donators or donator. We honestly probably wouldn't exist without you.
Yeah, you.
Rock on. we'll try to do something nice for you at some point.
We're gonna photocopy our penises.
Oh God.
They can do a flip book.
Hope you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah, because Kevin's already gone through with the plans.
Sign them.
I'm already halfway done.
Oh God.
It was gonna be her Valentine's gift, but we're sending it to you instead.
Oh my God. Clapping. Isn't suit.
So, I don't know, let's just get this shit over with. So, thanks to everyone that helped out. We wouldn't be here without you.
Thanks to Kirsten for donating that amount.
Technically, we wouldn't be in a situation without you, too. So,
it's a cycle.
Thanks for getting us out of the problem that was technically your fault. We love you, we swear.
It was your obligation to get us out of the problem in the first place, because you caused it.
Weird how things work. So anyway, that's about all for me.
It's about all. Just a shot of Denton sensor.
Now go watch more Chuck, bitches.